Kim Woodburn, absolute pleasure to speak to you. Love you, darling. She's called Miss Kirsty Allsop an unutterable snob. It wasn't me, Kirsty. It wasn't me. It was Kim. I'm just backing off from this now. Thank you very much to Kim. Thanks to all of my guests today. I'm about to hand over to Mr. John Holmes, who's just run into the studio. Mm. Tell us what's happening.
Well, as you, from A-grade television to Z-grade radio, that's what's happening. I can tell you now.
It's that good?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, no. There's stuff. It's Thursday. So Paul Rossmaster, the quiz about Paul Ross, is back, of course. We will be talking about electronic wills. You can now text your death wishes to people, it turns out.
I don't want to leave you anything.
Oh, well, that's
kiss,
the next
kiss,
question.
Kiss. Yeah. Yep.
So that as well. Stuff, isn't it? Stuff for stuff. 4 hours or something, three hours.
The usual
we'll
stuff.
We'll fill the time.
That's all it is, isn't it, Ray? That's all it is. Now, the thing is, I've got some breaking news, actually, just to let everyone know that the Charlie Gard case, obviously being held at the High Court, that his parents, a little 11-month-old baby, his parents have walked out in the last few minutes from the High Court after a disagreement with the judge. There'll be more on that in the news at the top of the hour. I'll be back with you 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned for Mr. John Holmes after 1 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The only toys I played with were building blocks. No great shock then when I got a job as a labourer. But I struggled to climb the career ladder on a construction site. So I downed tools and joined the Navy, where I picked up new ones. And started to build. My skills, my confidence, a career. I used to feed a cement mixer. Now I feed a crew of 300. As a chef. Me, Matthew. Born in Edinburgh, made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. Search Made in the Royal Navy.
All of human history has led to this moment.
And if we lose, it will be a planet of apes.
Critics agree War for the Planet of the Apes completes the best blockbuster trilogy since the Dark Knight films.
We will bring an end to their kind.
It's edge of the seat stuff, says The Guardian.
So emotional!
Impressive, says Empire.
This is war.
The Telegraph calls it a soulful, mesmerizing spectacle.
I did not start this war, but I will finish it. Apes together strong.
War for the Planet of the Apes. In cinemas now.
I'm a dead man. I'm a dead man.
Tim, Winston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star DeFacto rated Direct Line Home Plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star DeFacto rated Home Plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got 20% off the Selco trade price on rigid kitchens when buying 8 or more units. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon, it's Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn in Brussels, Charlie's parents storm out of court, and Dippy's replacement.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn is meeting the EU's main Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, and says he's representing the 13 million people who voted for Labour in last month's election. The government has just published 62 pages of legislation that'll start the process of bringing EU laws under UK control. Meanwhile, Theresa May has told The Sun she wants to stay on as Prime Minister for the next few years to deliver Brexit. Former MEP and the father of the Foreign Secretary, Stanley Johnson, has told Talk Radio there won't be any Conservative leadership challenges just yet.
The last thing they want is a change of leadership at the moment. I mean, I cannot imagine a worse situation than to have a leadership fight inside the Conservative Party, followed possibly by a general election with Mr. Corbyn apparently rampant. You know, apparently, would you believe it, still, you know, the darling of the masses.
The parents of terminally ill baby Charlie Gard have walked out of a renewed High Court hearing after a disagreement with the judge over the treatment of their son. They're hoping to take the 11-month-old to America for experimental treatment. A 20-year-old woman has been arrested in North London on suspicion of terrorism offences. She's in custody while officers carry out searches. Close combat roles in the RAF's ground fighting force are going to be open to women sooner than expected. The Defence Secretary, Sir Michael Fallon, says the RAF regiment will be able to recruit female personnel from September. And the Duchess of Cambridge and Sir David Attenborough are due to unveil the Natural History Museum's latest star attraction. A 25-metre-long blue whale skeleton is replacing Dippy the Diplodocus, which had been there since 1979.
Dippy the Diplodocus, though, wasn't really there.
What do you mean he wasn't really there?
Well,
I can't think of the right word. It's not...
It's a replica.
It's a replica skeleton, yeah.
So it wasn't actually the skeleton of Dippy. There was no Dippy. It was just made of, like, plaster casts.
But everyone loved Dippy.
It wasn't real.
But they loved him.
But the whale is real.
Yes.
So I think we should love the real, not the fake. Fake news, fake dinosaur. I heard they were going to hang... Is this true?
I don't know yet.
Andy Murray's sore hip bone.
No, that's not happening. That's still inside of him.
Yes, but now he's not very good anymore. They're going to...
He's still world number one, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, but not. He's gone back to being Scottish now. They should take his poorly hip out and hang that up for all to see.
Why would they do that, John?
Well, because like Dippy and like Whaley, then he's much loved, isn't he? So I'd go to the... Would you go to the Natural History Museum to see the skeleton of Andy Murray hanging up in the future with his hip bone, specifically?
So what are you suggesting? Skeleton including hip in the future or is hip bone now? Because that's what I thought you meant first of all.
I haven't finished thinking it through. But I reckon for now, hip bone.
And are you suggesting he should have a replacement?
No. And then when he dies...
He can't function otherwise.
Well, he can't function much anyway, it turns out. But when he dies, we can hang the whole... They could recreate his body. And so we have Andy Murray hanging in the entrance of the Natural History Museum. I think
that's creepy.
Okay. And there's Victoria with the news. So now she's got the weather and everything.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I mean, that's not true. Not everything. She's just got the weather.
Yeah, that's true. So fine for many this afternoon with the odd shower possible. Clouding over in the northwest, which will have some rain later. Highs of 23 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. You're looking injured.
I'm not injured. I donated blood this morning. It was my 26th donation.
There we go. How regular? I can't remember. How regularly do you go and do that?
I've donated 3 times this year. Yeah. So it's around every 12 weeks or so.
Both arms there, is it?
No. This is not even interesting. So they have to test your iron levels to check that they're...
Mineral news.
There we go. Which it is today. So maybe I'll do this.
Yeah.
So they have to check your iron levels are high enough to give blood. And they were worried that mine weren't.
Right.
To scratch, so then I had to go for a secondary test, yeah. Which is why I've got plastery, bandagey things on both arms.
I see.
So I just passed.
I think it's very commendable that you give blood.
Thank you.
Even though you only go for the biscuit.
I had a packet of crisps, a club bar, and a packet of those fruity, sweet, shortcakey biscuit things.
Yeah, you only need
and lemon squash.
Squash slide biscuits.
Those ones, yeah.
You only need one biscuit, but you had all that.
Yeah, and then when I got to work, I had some samosas and a chocolate brownie.
There we are.
But I didn't take those from the blood donation centre. I bought those.
There's Victoria there and what she's full of. Now, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start at Wimbledon, where Johanna Konta becomes the first British woman to play in a Wimbledon singles semi-final for 39 years today. She faces a tough test against 5-time winner Venus Williams. Venus's sister and 7-time champion at SW19, Serena, spoke with TalkSport. She says she can't call today's clash on centre.
Honestly, I don't know. That's her thing. But I just feel like, Venus is doing well to be there and... it'll be an exciting match, obviously.
First up, the other semi-final pits Garbiñe Muguruza against Magdalena Rybarikova. Everton have had a £40 million bid rejected by Swansea for Gylfi Sigurdsson. The Icelandic midfielder hasn't travelled with the rest of the squad for the pre-season tour of the US. The club say Sigurdsson doesn't feel in the right frame of mind to travel due to the current uncertainty over his future. Finally, Premier League new boys Brighton and Hove Albion have signed Austrian international Marcus Suttner. that. The defenders moved from German outfit Ingolstadt for an undisclosed fee. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there is Ben, who is officially powered by TalkSport. And I've just checked in the show cupboard and pulled out the Thursday one. So why don't we have a go at it?
Talk Radio.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Choose from hundreds of pots in a huge range of styles and sizes, starting from just 47p. You'll find terracotta pots, decorative urns, seedling pots and more. And you can even add more colour to your garden with our bedding plants from only £1.97. Homebase, always low prices.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and let us talk about today's big story. Love Island. Is this a smoking gun? Anyway, get in touch. If you've got evidence that Russian agents colluded specifically with Donald Trump, maybe you've got that film of weeing prostitutes. Just coming up to a quarter to a time. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. You are listening to a radio station. Are you washing your pants, Sarah Beeny, anywhere near foodstuffs?
Yes, I do.
Do you keep it in the kitchen?
I do.
Stupid, egotistical, naming their own children with their own name and then adding Junior on the end. Ginger Dave emails... But I did, you did say...
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static.
Everything is evolving.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so good afternoon then to you. And just as the Scottish tennis player Andrew Murray crashes out of Wimbledon with a gammy hip, just been talking about this, of course, so we now run on to radio's centre court. Talk Radio there, right up. Well, it's not strictly accurate, is it, if we were going to use a tennis analogy to rank Talk Radio's placing in terms of Wimbledon tennis court, then centre court might be a tad off, if I'm honest, in the rankings. What's centre court? What's the most popular radio? Radio 2 is probably centre court, if we're going to use that analogy. Radio 2's on centre court, that makes sense. So if Radio 2 are on centre court, then I guess Talk Radio is on a side court. On the practice courts. Not at Wimbledon, obviously, but maybe one that the council thought it was a good idea to include in their plans for a social housing estate in, say, Hull. Need to pick a crap hole at random. So if Radio 2 is centre court of Wimbledon, maybe Radio 4 playing on number one court next door, then this show is currently on a practice court on a social housing estate in Hull, but the tennis court hasn't been used for tennis ever. Well, maybe once, about 20 years ago when it was first put in, but now it's just where the crackheads hang out amongst all the broken glass and the dog mess, and the only net on the court that's left is nettles, stinging nettles that have grown up through the crackheads, the crack in the crackheads, I don't know. And the Scottish tennis player Andrew Murray is lying in the middle of it, dead, and his bad hip has all been pulled out by foxes, and the crackheads are using the severed hip bone of Andy Murray to chop drugs off. That's Talk Radio in the tennis rankings. And you are welcome to the afternoon bit of it. Hello, I am John Holmes. 1 till 4 o'clock, and we will now attempt to fill that gap with a heady mix of news and entertainment that you have come for. So put this in your pipe and smoke it. Headline Hijack is on the way. It's where we put a fake news story into the actual bulletin at 2 o'clock, and that fake news story gets broadcast across the nation, nay, the world, masquerading as truth to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. Here's the number coming now. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio
start
on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Victoria is here. She is the owner-operator of a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And that is what you are aiming at with your made-up news. It's open now, so take your best shot. There's a diversity paper review as well. We'll be going through the papers, but with the spin that our papers are gone through each and every day by a different diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, all of it. Today, Johnny is doing it for us, and he represents the Jewish community. There's the news in haikus as well, of course. Current affairs cut with Japanese poetry. It's another heady mix. The news is quite complicated, isn't it, Cornelia?
I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry, though, because Japanese poetry sorts it out. Renders even the most complex current affair easy to understand because of the strict number of syllables. 5, 7, and 5. News, haikus. All your reactions as well this afternoon. We'll take them. You've got them. We'll have them. You can send them to the studio in the usual way. You could also use Talk Radio's new reaction cannon. They are being situated in supermarket car parks around the country. It is a cannon that has been specially adapted. Stuff your reaction in the end, light the blue touch paper, aim it towards Talk Radio. Boom. Victoria will be on the roof, catching that in her mouth as well. A lot of room. There's the big debate at 3. Work experience punditry. Today, Stuart, our work experience Stuart, makes his debut as he talks us through a week's worth of geeky, gadgety crap. It's the tech review. Later on the programme, you're also invited, cordially mine, to identify the tune as blown from the lips of a homosexual old age pensioner. Identify the tune, get a certificate, possibly. It's the old gay whistle test, and it's on later. Terry is his name, friend of the show, Terry. He'll be on. Plus, it's Thursday, so that means this week's edition of everybody's least favourite radio quiz. And it tests the celebrities on their knowledge of the life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And that is Paul Rossmaster in the last half an hour of the programme today. That's right. All of that, then. Ginger Dave, not producing today. Ass broadcast, however, is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Always smiling. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Oh. Talking with your mouth full there, Chloe.
No.
What is it?
It's a cake.
A cake? What sort of cake is it?
Oh, these, like, carrot cakes.
Is it?
It's like a mini muffin. Nice.
Right. Speaking of which, Victoria's got the,
excuse me?
Nothing. Because you're nice.
Yeah. Got the news.
I don't think that's what he's getting
I think
at.
It was.
I wasn't suggesting you had a carrot in you.
Good.
All right. Cornelius is here as well.
Yeah!
All right. Let's do you some kind of Thursday. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Here we go. And, of course, we're going to start with some music. It's music that links us to today's big story. As I say, play along at home, no prizes. Try and guess what today's big story that we will be discussing in quite some depth is in just a little while from the clues within the song. Why not send your suggestions to us? We could open that up. We've not done that before.
I mean, yeah, I'd have to open my laptop.
Yeah,
sure.
Fine. So get your suggestions in. If you figure out the story, Cornelius is playing along in here.
I don't even know where my laptop is.
Figure out the story from this.
The rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. Oh, the rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. Oh, no. And everybody's got to live their life. And God knows I've got to live mine. God knows.
It was really nothing. It's the Smiths, but... Oh. The only time I've ever seen Morrissey smile was when I told him we work with someone more miserable than him. She's our very own little Morrissey, aren't you? Eh? Eh? Oh. Yeah. Oh dear, she just said something very unbroadcastable into my ear. I wonder if she'd do it again if I hold the headphones next to the thing.
Should we move on, John?
Right. That's not what she said a minute ago. Anyway, so, did you guess what it was? Did you work out the big story from the clues in the song, The Smiths, William, It Was Really Nothing? Cornelius,
I didn't hear any of the song because I was getting my laptop. It was in the office.
Okay, Alex says, is it tennis? Because it's miserable and makes me want to flush my entire head into the toilet so my hair looks like Morris's. No, Alex, that's not tennis. It's not the story. No. Go on, go on then, Cornelius. Let's have a guess.
Is it the tennis?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No, Alex suggested that.
Did he? Yeah. So I wasn't listening. Yeah. Is it that bloody news story today about that island that's banned everything?
What?
Is it... don't you remember that? Is this
Love Island thing?
No. Is it Love Island?
No.
You know what? I didn't watch last night.
Right.
So I don't
care about that. Move on.
Please don't text in any...
Text in everything
spoilers
that happened on Love Island and tweet him at conmen.
No. Is it the end of Ladies and Gentlemen on the Tube?
No.
They're banning all ladies and gentlemen.
I know, they are. Only trans people are allowed to travel on the Tube from now on. Yes, I'm aware of that. Sorry,
that's a bit grim.
It's why it's called Transport for London.
Yeah. Trans support. Mm-hmm. They're supporting the trans
support for London, and that's the right thing to do.
That's your headline. Liverpool bids for Channel 4 move.
No.
Which is weird, because I didn't think Liverpool football team could have Channel 4 play for them.
Yep.
But there we go.
It's not that.
Is it the story that we're doing?
Yes, it is. And that story is that that song's by the Smiths.
Oh, yeah.
It's called William, It Was Really Nothing.
The Smiths. Is it something to do with stationery? Because of Smiths?
No, it's something to do with William. What's short for William?
Prince Harry, because he's shorter. Will.
Yeah, it's Will's, isn't it? The news on the front page is today that the will, your last will and testament, could now not be the complex legal document you might expect, but could be done by text message, even, or voicemail. This is a move to modernise the will-making industry. This is according to the Law Society. So we're going to be talking about that, whether or not you can leave your goods and chattels via text message or social media, and the implications therein. And we're going to be talking about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
I asked myself a lot of questions before I went into teaching. Financially, will it work out for me and my family?
But then I don't think people should be put off because of the cost of training.
The bursary was so important for me.
I didn't have to worry about the financial side of things.
It covered things like childcare for me. It was definitely the right choice. I chose to teach.
As a trainee teacher, you could get a tax-free bursary of £25,000. Apply now to train in September. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we're proud to be the first in the UK to have city emergency braking as standard across our entire range of vans. At low speeds, this clever technology scans the road ahead for vehicles, automatically applying the brakes if they get too close. So you're less likely to be involved in an accident, meaning your van spends more time where it should be, on the road. Search Volkswagen vans to discover more. What's stopping you? Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Standard on all new van orders from the 1st of June 2017. Excludes pickups. Operates at 18 miles an hour or less. A 2015 Euro NCAP study showed a 38% reduction in real-world rear end crashes by vehicles with autonomous emergency braking.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8th. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8th, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems north on the M11 through Essex. Long delays due to an accident. A rolling roadblock's in operation between 8 at Bishop's Stortford and 9 for the A11 for the time being. North Tyneside, southbound side of the A19. Roadworks causing long delays as you approach the Silverlink roundabout. And finally in Devon, the westbound side of the A38. Overturned vehicle closes one lane. Recovery underway between Marley Head Junction and Woodpecker. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Everyone's off on holidays, trips, summer camp, and that means the summer sale is nearly over at Currys PC World. So this is your last chance to scoop up to £300 off selected TVs and up to 40% off selected fridge freezers from great brands like Samsung and Beko. Or for all your home computing needs, how about making the most of a massive Windows 30 million pound clearance event? Whatever you choose, be quick. The summer sale ends Tuesday. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Deal subject to availability.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Why don't, when they say the pick up the phone jingle there that you just heard, why don't they put the number on it? That would make some kind of crazy sense, wouldn't it? Just that, I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't necessarily care, but it's, I would have thought, pick up the phone. And then you're thinking, oh, how, what number do I... We're not saying. It's weird. I'll do the job for them. 03444991000, if you'd like to call. What happened is then an angry Northern witch will answer the telephone and then be annoyed that you're harassing her. Harass Cass. 03444991000. While that's happening, let's talk about today's big story. If you're planning to die today, maybe of natural causes, perhaps in a terrible accident, or because of decades of neglect and careless disregard for your safety by a local council, then the good news is that if you haven't yet made a will, now you can do it by text message. Well, not quite yet, but anyway, it seems to be on the way. Doing away with all the whole boring old paperwork, solicitors, witnesses kind of nonsense. In an overhaul of inheritance laws proposed by the Law Commission, there is now a plan to drag will-making into, quote, the modern world. As such, it won't be long before you can tweet your estate to your followers, meet other dead people on Tinder, Snapchat nude selfies of your own rotting corpse to others, and tell the story of your demise on Instagram, where you can choose a filter to put over your mangled remains. Ah, the modern world. But will texting your will, your last will and testament to loved ones, well, it's grabbed all the headlines today. How close are we to it in reality? Well, one man will certainly know because he's Professor Nick Hopkins. He's the Law Commissioner for England and Wales and has been part of this report. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. So, okay, so that it has made the headlines today, which you must be very pleased about, of course, but in reality, is it a suggestion at the moment, or is it something that is going to be happening?
Well, it's not quite what we're saying. We're saying that the law we have at the moment is Victorian, it's out of date, it lacks clarity, and it's putting people off making wills. Mm. Now, one of the features of the law is that to make a will, you have to follow very strict formalities. So you have to sign your will in the presence of two witnesses, who each then have to sign in the presence of you and each other. Now, if you don't comply with any of those formalities, your will is invalid, and you don't get to say what happens to your possessions.
Right. Now, you see, that's interesting, because I didn't actually know that, which I guess most people don't.
But that's right, yes. So what we're asking is, if, for example, you haven't complied with all of those formalities, perhaps a witness left the room before the other one had signed,
yeah,
then should the court be able to look at what the evidence is of your final wishes and give effect to those as satisfied that that is really what you wanted to happen?
Right, I see. So the idea of this, then, is sort of doing away with all of that formal stuff. And what? What's the sort of end game?
It's not really doing away with the formal stuff. It's saying, as a last resort, should the court be able to look more widely at the evidence there is of your final wishes?
I see.
So what if, for example, you're in hospital, you're dying, you're not able to write a formal will, but you do have the opportunity to record your final wishes into the smartphone that you have with you.
Right, I'm with you. So, and then that would, and the idea then, that would become as legally binding, or at least give a judge something to go on, presumably.
It would mean that an application could be made to court, so it would never automatically be legally binding, but a judge could look at the evidence and is satisfied that that is what you really wanted to happen,
yeah,
then treat it as a formally executed, a formally made will.
I see. So, I tell you what, I was also surprised me this morning reading your report, was that, is it 40% of people, when they die, haven't made a will? That's a much higher number than I would have thought.
Yeah, no, that's right. So it's about 200,000 people a year who die without being able to say what happens to all of their possessions after they've died.
Right. So what does happen in that event? What is the next step? Is that when the family starts fighting each other, or what does tend to happen?
Well, in that event, there's a set of rules. They're called the intestacy rules. They're sort of default rules, and they are used to decide what happens to your possessions. Now, if you're married or you have a civil partner, then most of your possessions will probably go to your spouse or civil partner.
I see.
But if you're cohabiting, for example, so if you're living with somebody and you haven't married, the person you're living with doesn't benefit under those rules. So they're not going to get the possessions that you leave behind.
Right, OK. So and if we modernise, as we're saying, then at the very last minute, you could technically then sort of text what you wanted your cohabitee to have of your, I'm leaving everything to you, here's the text message. And then that text message, I mean, is it open to abuse, though? I mean, could someone, you know, grab someone dying's phone and then text themselves with everything they own?
It is only saying that the court can overlook the fact you haven't complied with formalities. So the court would still have to be satisfied that you had what's called the capacity to make a will. So in other words, you understood the decision that you were making,
yeah,
and would have to be satisfied that it really was you and your own free will that left behind the evidence that there is of your intention.
I see.
And of course, there's been a lot of attention on the possibility that could be an SMS or email, but it might be a handwritten document that you've signed but that hasn't been witnessed by two people.
Yeah. Okay. But it is. That's probably safer because we've all drunk texted. We've all accidentally sent a message to the wrong person, Nick, haven't we? So you could accidentally leave your last will and testament and all your goods and chattels to someone you absolutely hate just because they were in your phone book next to someone you wanted to send it to.
But that's why we're saying that this is something that would have to be looked at on a case-by-case basis. It would, yeah, have to be looked at by a judge who would have all the evidence and would be able to make a proper assessment as to whether it really was your last wishes.
OK, and how much does it cost, just final question really, under the current system, how much does it cost to make a will?
There is no fixed price. You can make a will yourself. You don't need to see a lawyer in order to do so. A lot of people will see a lawyer, and that will ensure that all the right formalities are carried out. But there's no fixed price at all.
Okay. Listen, Nick, thanks very much for joining us. Nick putting that report together along with his fellow law commissioners for England and Wales, which you will have seen on all the front pages today, about modernising the will. Victoria's in the room because she's got to do the news in a moment. She's contractually obliged. Do you have a will, Victoria?
No.
No, it's not something you think about, is it? Until you sort of go, oh, I probably should do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But certainly me, because I'm nearly dead. But you're young, so you'll be all right.
I know what I want to happen with my body when I die.
Hello.
But I don't have really anything to give away.
I wouldn't write that down.
That's
so
very nice.
So, are you going to leave it to medical science?
I want all my organs donated. Right. Could we be cremated?
Could we hang you up?
No.
Foyer of the Natural History Museum.
No. The reason why I want to be cremated is so people can't do weird things with my body when I'm dead, and that would be weird.
I mean, that I'll be honest. That is weird.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's change the subject.
Yeah, please.
So Victoria's going to have the news momentarily. In the next half an hour, there will be the diversity paper review as we go through the papers with the diversity. Today, John is doing it for us. He's of the Jewish community. Plus, headline hijacks on the way. But now here's Victoria with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader is meeting the EU's chief Brexit negotiator for the first time. Jeremy Corbyn says he's in Brussels to represent the 13 million people who voted for his party in the general election.
We're here to ensure that we defend jobs and living standards and try and discover exactly what the views of the European Union are today on the whole process.
Earlier, Michel Barnier held talks with the Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon. Later, it's the turn of Welsh First Minister Carwyn Jones. Meanwhile, 62 pages of legislation have been published that will start the process of bringing EU laws under UK control. Charlie Gard's parents have stormed out of a court hearing about the future of their terminally ill son after disagreeing with the judge. Mr. Justice Francis is considering whether they can take him abroad for experimental treatment, something British doctors don't agree with. London's mayor has accused Kensington and Chelsea Council of being inept and incompetent over its handling of the Grenfell Tower fire. Sadiq Khan claims the local authority helping survivors has been missing in action. Women could be in close combat roles in the RAF's ground fighting force sooner than expected. The Defence Secretary has announced recruiting female personnel can start from September. And Britain's Johanna Konta aims to book a spot in the Wimbledon final this afternoon. She faces five-time champion Venus Williams. The weather fine for many this afternoon with the odd shower possible, clouding over in the northwest with some rain. Highs of 23 degrees is more in half an hour-ish.
Thank you very much, Victoria, who will be back with bonus news as well at 3:30 today, making up the time lost by having bulletins shorter than they used to be. Today, it's mineral news.
Yes. Mineral news.
Yeah, that's right. So have you started to?
No.
Right, so Victoria's going to bring us that as well. Oh, Victoria, interestingly, this is interesting. So Victoria's been hit on.
I wouldn't say I've been hit on, John.
I think
you're framing it in a bad way.
No, Victoria has been hit on by Boris Johnson's dad.
No, he didn't hit on me. He was just very charming and chatty.
Why did he ask for your number and your email then?
He didn't ask for my number.
Well, you just gave it to him.
No, I didn't give him my number.
What did you do? Give him your email?
Well,
yeah.
I should just explain that I was in the kitchen at work and he'd been sat there waiting for an interview for Julia's show.
Yeah.
And I was just about to eat the samosas I mentioned earlier. And then he just started talking to me. And because normally I don't want to bother the people while they're waiting. But he decided to start chatting to me.
Of course he did. It's Boris Johnson's dad.
Yep. And he was very friendly.
Yeah,
and then
of course he was. It's Boris Johnson's
dad. He asked what I did here. So I said, I'm the afternoon news reader. And he was asking questions about the station and how you can tune in, this, that and the other.
He's probably listening now.
Oh no, I hope not. And yeah.
Did he at any point, because he's Boris Johnson's dad, you know,
yeah.
And there's a certain, right, so, you know, given Boris Johnson, his reputation, and so on. Did he at any point go, "Oh, you're a delightful little filly," or anything like that?
He didn't call me a filly.
That was the tone, wasn't it?
No. He did say that my face was wasted on radio.
Where did he want your face?
On telly.
You should put it on my lap.
Are
you
no, sure? John!
I don't know.
John!
Are you sure he was...
It was all very lovely.
Are you sure he was saying it like that? Are you sure he weren't suggesting you were really drunk on the radio?
No, because he hadn't heard me.
Your face is wasted on the radio
no,
like that.
No, okay. No, no, no. Because it's Boris Johnson's dad. He wouldn't speak like that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he was very lovely. And then he asked for my name. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, your email address.
What
like,
do you want that?
And I was like, oh, here's my work one. And I wrote it down on some paper for him.
Yeah.
And when I came into my 1 o'clock bulletin, yeah. Here it is.
He's left it on the desk.
Behind.
Wow.
If you're listening, yeah. Boris.
No, it's not Boris.
What's his name?
Stanley, his dad.
No, but
are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm talking to Boris.
Okay.
Fine. If you're listening, Boris, go away with that. If you're listening, Boris, pass this on to your dad.
Or Victoria could be your new mum.
I mean, there was nothing untoward going on there. Stop suggesting there was.
You're a delightful little filly.
He didn't call me a filly.
Thanks, Victoria. A little insight into Victoria's love life there again.
That's not my love life. not my love life. That's my professional life.
Sometimes
wow.
those lines
that's
cross.
What's happening in your professional
cross.
Life, I want to know.
What?
They don't cross.
Oh, you went out with Cornelius?
No, I didn't.
You went out on a date?
That wasn't a date.
Two dates.
They weren't dates. Stop looking at me like that.
Victoria there with the news. She'll be back with the headline hijack news, of course, at 2 o'clock, where you get to put a made-up news story in the 2 p.m. bulletin. It's coming next.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate. Talk radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. Now, headline hijacks on the way, as I previously intimated. Your chance to make up a news story. Simply using words that you know and understand. Fake news, all the rage, of course, and we like to get fully immersed in it by getting you to lie to us in terms of a news story. Then one of them, and it could well be yours, will be in the bulletin at 2 o'clock to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. That's Headline Hijack, and here's how you can get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what have you got?
Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Cornelius, what have you got?
Oh, I've got a Headline Hijack here from Dan.
Yes.
Dan says that
Hi, Dan.
A fundraiser event for the Conservative Party has had to apologise after its invitations said that the dress code for the event was smart casual racism. Mm. Organisers have said that the misprint was down to an autocorrect malfunction in the design stage and has recalled each individual invitation.
Thank you very much, Dan, for that. This is from... Who's this from? Sarah. An old diary of Theresa May's has been made publicly available for the first time. In it, her 15-year-old Theresa May wrote how she simply asked her peers for answers and ideas for her English language coursework on the topic of keeping the poor poor. Just went around and asked other people's ideas. She ran out of her own. And then she shed a tear into the... Do you notice how in the interview today when Theresa May said she shed a tear? She shed a tear, right, when she saw the exit poll... Right, for the general election. Not Grenfell. No, not.
Well, we don't know that.
No, but she didn't say that.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
You're right. I mean, her lack of compassion in regards to that event was clear and obvious, and can easily be reported.
Yeah. But as far as we know, right, all she shed a tear about was the exit poll. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out.
She knew she'd have to
I'm
shake
just putting
the magic
it out there.
Money tree, £1 billion, to keep her job.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, she laughed hysterically when she was doing that. Anyway. Okay, why not get us your made up whatnots? It's very easy. There's a number. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, before we take traffic and travel.
Yeah, I'm quite offended, John.
Why is that?
Because we did Wills as the big story.
Yeah.
And you seem to have forgotten to use a montage that I've made, which is definitely broadcast quality.
Ah.
To introduce the story.
Yeah.
That I made when I was on work experience at Radio 2 for Jeremy Vine's show.
Well, partly.
We could have reused it.
Well, partly, no, we can't legally because the BBC own that.
No, because I own it. No. I made it.
Yeah, but that's not how it works. If you're working for the BBC and you make it, that it is technically the BBC's.
Fine, I made a new one.
Oh, that's fine then. And the other reason we didn't play it is because it's not very good.
Are you suggesting that when I was fresh out of university and had absolutely no experience in editing audio,
yeah,
and was asked to put together a package,
yes,
that it might not have been good?
Yes. I mean, it's
well,
still
it was played out on Radio 2.
Yes. Well,
do you want to hear it?
I mean, we play things out on here that Cass has made, so the bench is low. So let's. She's saying very bad things in my ear. Very, I mean, really bad.
I couldn't hear it, but I could just see her face move, her mouth move.
Angrily. Very angry. Anyway, all right.
Let's play it.
Let's play the montage. It's a montage.
Being of sound mind and in the presence of witnesses.
Nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes.
Make arrangements to plan for their own future.
Baby, I'm dying.
There is life after death.
Lawyers, accountants, banks and consultants.
Private equity.
General power of attorney over all of my possessions.
What happens when we die?
Jeremy Vine liked that, did he?
Yeah, he played it out. I think he had to correct it halfway through as to what it actually was.
Yeah. So what was the brief?
So basically, I got to Radio 2 and yeah. Jeremy Vine's show. Within the first week, they fastly realised that I am not a journalist.
Well,
so could yeah. not input anything to the show
yeah.
except maybe make some weird audio packages.
Yeah.
So we just, for about a month on Jeremy Vine's show, each story would
start with a
very weird, yeah. out-of-place audio montage that I don't think they kept.
Right.
I don't think they kept that.
Good.
So, yeah. But it's great that it's been able to use again.
Brilliant. Right. So you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm Jeremy Vine's cast off.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI?
Let's check to 80800.
It's lights out and away we go. That emergency plumbing job is no match for Nigel and his Renault traffic van. It's his best performance yet. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems for the westbound side of the A30 in Cornwall. The lane closed due to a breakdown at the Camborne West Junction. Inside lane of the two restricted. The westbound side of the A38 at Devon. A lane closed there. A vehicle's overturned. Recovery's underway between the Marley Head Junction and the Woodpecker Junction. And finally, the northbound side of the M11 through Essex, still long delays. That's following an accident between Junction 8 at Bishop Stortford and 9 for the A11. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Everyone's off on holidays, trips, summer camp, and that means the summer sale is nearly over at Currys PC World. So this is your last chance to scoop up to £300 off selected TVs and up to 40% off selected fridge freezers from great brands like Samsung and Beko. Or for all your home computing needs, how about making the most of a massive Windows £30 million clearance event? Whatever you choose, be quick. The summer sale ends Tuesday. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Deal subject to availability.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So there is a lot of news around today, as you would expect there to be. Donald Trump has done an interview saying that the White House is fantastic. He says, brilliant working there. It's great. It's all growing great. That's what he says there. So that must be true. And what else has happened? Victoria's going out with Boris Johnson's dad on a date. There is a new look to the foyer of the Natural History Museum in London, of course. So you'll be very aware that they took the dinosaur, Dippy the dinosaur, who's gone on a tour of the country. He's gone now, and they've hung some more bones in the gap. Those of Andy Murray. Andy Murray's damaged hip is now swinging from a wire in the front of the Natural History Museum. If you want to go and have a look at that, you can. When the rest of Andy Murray dies, they're going to add him to it, but not at the moment. It's just the rotting hip bone that led to him crashing out of Wimbledon. There's a lot of news around. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right, because we are here to help. We take the news, we expose it, full frontal mind, to Japanese poetry, because it renders it simple. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. Of course, it's the news in haikus.
Trump says White House mood is fantastic. That's because he has been away.
The news in haiku. We should point out, by the way, that yesterday's Wimbledon haiku at around this time, I think it was, so maybe a little later, contained the... can you remember the whole haiku? Can you remember the haiku?
I can't, but it ended. The last line was give.
Yes.
And then the last line was us hope Joanna, because of Wimbledon and Joanna Contra.
Yeah, and that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Give us hope Joanna on this show.
Mm.
And then what do we find this morning upon waking? The Sun newspaper has stolen our haiku.
Whacked it on the front page, that punchline.
Yep.
Plagiarism.
That's what that is. Anyway, so... speaking of newspapers, it's time... to go through them. Because it's the Diversity Paper Review. Brought to you in association... with diversity. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, of course, because each day a different diversity reviews the papers. That's the point of the exercise. Today we welcome back Johnny, who is...
Jewish!
Yes,
yeah.
From the Jewish community. Now, I understand you have looked at some papers...
Yep, that's understood. Yep.
Excellent. Where are we going to start? Are you starting with the Sun's front page that we invented yesterday?
Well, you say they plagiarise, but they are our parents, so, you know, it's like we're sharing in the family.
Yeah, that's true. They do. We are owned by the same company, so, you know, perhaps that's all it is. Perhaps,
well.
Perhaps they listened to this in the office and just thought, that's so good.
They're like, we're proud of you, Sun.
Well, tomorrow, the headline on front of the Sun will be, Trump's been away. Anyway, Jonathan, what do we have?
Yes, Jonathan, we're starting off in Metro, page 8. Havar, got news for you.
I don't know, have you?
I don't know, I just like the title. Havar, do you know Havar in Croatia?
What are you saying?
Havar in Croatia.
Yes, speak slower.
Have you been there before?
No.
All right. Havar, basically, is an island in Croatia.
Yeah.
And imagine a half sun. Yeah?
A crescent?
That's
moon, isn't it?
Half a circle. What's that called?
Is that semicircle, we'll call that.
Let's call it a semicircle. So imagine a semicircle. That is what Hobart is like. And it's basically a whole strip of different parties. So you've kind of got a hula party and...
Is this leading anywhere?
This is leading somewhere.
Okay.
So I'm just setting the content. I'm painting pictures for the radio. So you've got a massive strip, right?
Sorry, what shape is the island?
A semicircle.
Okay, yeah, good.
And basically, Hobart have come out, because they've got a new mayor, and said that they don't want people wearing bikinis or wearing swimming shorts just walking around the island kind of willy-nilly. They want to...
What, are you allowed to show your nilly?
You can't show your nilly.
Okay.
But they want you to kind
of... What about your penis?
They want you to dress properly, but it's a party island, and this is where you should be partying. So it's a bit confusing. What do you do? Do you get ready to go clubbing in the day, or do you dress up and not offend people?
Who's
Havarians, the Croatians.
Right, so the people who live on the island don't want the tourists...
wearing just nothing.
Right.
They want them to be dressed, even though they're going to...
Well, they're not wearing... No, it's not like nude beach, is it? It's like...
No, it's just...
Like a beach.
It's just bikinis and swimming shorts, which I think is okay to walk around. I think we're all...
Well, if you're on holiday, technically that's what everyone does.
They're banning stuff like eating food in the streets as well.
Yeah, like...
You said that as if you haven't read the article,
surely they
Johnny.
Should be... boozing or eating in public will carry a £620 fine.
But... Why eating? I mean, boozing's a problem.
If you're having a takeaway late at night, I think that's what it stems down to. You know, late at night, you're having kind of a KFC.
So is it one of these things where it's become a little bit sort of overrun by, you know, Brits abroad cliche with just too much sun, sand, sex?
See, that's when you think of Magaluf, you think of that. But when I went to Hvar, I didn't think of that at all. There was one club called Carpe Diem, which was on its own little island. Yeah. And it felt very much like Marbella. It was very posh. It was very expensive, everything. You could sit on a beanbag for €15. Like, it was very nice and plush. Like, it doesn't have that Magaluf kind of aspect to it. What are you shaking your head at?
Well, just the fact that you spent €15 to sit on a beanbag. But anyway...
It's a good beanbag.
Well, it bloody better be for that. would you... So you went, but did you... But you didn't get a sense of any... So this is a mystery to you.
I don't think
it was
outrageous.
Did you walk around in a bikini? Were you fine doing that?
Yes, I was fine in my bikini.
Yeah, so, but no one bothered you?
No.
It didn't have that... Did you see any locals staring at you in a frowning upon you?
Well, do you know what's interesting? And it's the same with Cavos, with Magaluf, all these kind of places that you don't actually see the locals ever. It seems to be very British.
They hibernate over summer.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they go away to... they come to other
countries? Come September, they just sort of peek their head up and go, is it safe now?
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
I think it's all right. Carry on.
Well,
I don't agree with it.
You're not in charge, are you? Speaking of carrying on, what's next?
Next, we're talking about the British Bake Off. The first episode...
Which one? The good one or the great one?
The great one.
Okay, good.
The Great British Bake Off. It's coming back onto Channel 4 this time in September.
Yeah.
And the first episode was shown yesterday to, like, journalists. And basically, there's no innuendos in it. And it's gone from being quite light and funny to being quite serious baking with a Channel 4 spin, they're calling it. So,
do they like it? The journalist.
Well, this is the thing. It's one of those things. I went to the theatre 2 weeks ago to see Meatloaf Spat Out of Hell.
Yeah.
And
I want to go and see that.
You should go and see it. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought it was the best staging I've ever seen. I thought it was a fantastic show.
It's not a theatre review, but go on.
But it was given 5 stars and 1 star at the same time.
Yes, that's 6 stars.
It is. No, so it was. Some people said some people were like, it's either 5 star or 1 star. They don't know if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's going to be like for the Bake Off. I don't know if people are going to... You're going to like it, you're going to accept it, and you might love it for the baking side, but I think the innuendo side brought in that new audience who are younger and watching it for the innuendo side.
But why have Noel Fielding and... Who is it?
Sandy Toksvig,
of course, who are comedians.
Yeah.
But why have them if the humour isn't there? Or is it humour that is there and it's not...
It's just not innuendo.
Well, you both know Noel. It's more like dry humour, isn't it? Rather than... Well, like, you watch him, you follow him.
Ah, okay, yeah.
I do know.
Oh, I thought you might know him. So it's like dry. It's more dry humour than you could have got away with it.
I've met his girlfriend.
Is she nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's more like dry humour than kind of that innuendo, like laugh out loud humour, which I don't think the British Bake Off lovers would
be used to.
But the
thing is, in some ways, it doesn't really matter what the journalists think, does it? Because it's going to be the public that take notice of this.
Yeah.
See, but I don't think the public would accept it either, because I think the public are watching it.
I'm surprised they've shown it to journalists this early.
But it's usually not out till about September time.
You know, you get people talking to it. John, why have you just shown me Noel Fielding's phone number?
Because just prove
ring him then. Go on, if you're that good friends.
I'm not ringing him.
Or text him. Just say, hey, yeah, go on.
We're talking about you. Can you come on air right now?
No, just say, hey, best of luck with... Hey, it's John. Don't put your surname.
Hey, it's John. Hey, Noel.
Hey, Noel.
Go on, you carry on talking.
No, I want to read what the text
is. I want to make sure this text gets sent.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's John. What do you want me to put?
Just say... Just want to say best of luck. Hope Bake Off record went well.
When did it record?
It's been recording for like the past 2 months.
Or just say hope the recording for Bake Off.
Hope you're getting friends with Paul Hollywood, because there's a big fight between Paul Hollywood and Noel. Are they actually getting on? So why don't you just say come on
air? It has to be a really pally text, as if he'd know who you are. Because
yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm friends with Noel. Yeah, just say something like good luck with the reviews.
Okay.
Don't you dare put your surname on it.
Don't you dare. We'll pretend it's John Richardson. It's more funny.
Saw the Bake Off was shown to journalists. Journalists. Good luck.
You need to put your glasses on. You can't see that quickly.
Cass has just said, if you're that good friends, you shouldn't really have to say, hey, it's John.
Hey. All right. Hey. Hey, mate.
Fieldy.
Sign
it, John. I think sign it, John. Otherwise, he'll just reply with thanks or something. But yeah, it would be really...
Hey, mate, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
John.
So what have you written?
Sent. There you go.
Right, what did you write?
All right. Hey, saw the Bake Off was shown to journalists. Good luck with the reviews. John.
Cool.
And what's he going to say? Thanks.
There you go. Thanks, John.
Is he on iMessage?
Well, I don't know. I'll let you know when it comes back.
Has he got two blue ticks yet?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are you talking about now?
After that diversion,
what you don't know is that's a different Noel Fielding that I was at school with.
No, it's not, is it? Is it actually? How long did we spend on that? Like 3 minutes.
You've ruined my pay per view.
We've run out of time now. Do anything else. Well, I'm even more interested to know what Noel was going to reply to now.
Rob Noel Fielding, mate. Right, well done. Well done,
everyone.
Is that the end of it? Good.
Yeah,
thanks, Johnny.
I
don't know what you did, but well done for it anyway. So there we go. That was a paper review of sorts. Reminders of your diversity.
I am Jewish.
Yeah. So to headline hijack, then. We need a made-up news story, and we need that made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, which is on the way. We'd like you to supply it. That's what it's for. It will be said by Victoria as truth. Two is today's hijacker. Cornelius has the name.
It's Gareth.
Where's Gareth from?
Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough Gareth. That's what we call him round here. He's got his made-up news story in the news next. After that, we will be talking the London Underground, which has stopped calling people ladies and gentlemen. Because if you don't identify as a lady or a gentleman, that excludes you or something from it. And it is called, it is run by Trans Sport for London, so that makes entire sense. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Typical. You fall out of bed extra early to beat the traffic, just for everyone to have the same idea. Decision time. You can either brave this ocean of red lights, or take the next left and fill up on a sausage and egg McMuffin from McDonald's.
With over 800 restaurants open at 5 a.m. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served until 10:30 a.m.
I am Alfa Romeo, created by racing legends and innovated for a century with uncompromising Italian style and spirit. Test me now.
This July, test drive the Alfa Mito, Giulietta, 4C or Giulia and receive an extra £2,250 contribution in addition to other promotions, but only till July 31st.
Contact your local dealer now or search Alfa Test Me.
Offer on new Mito, Giulietta, 4C and Giulia, excluding Quadrifoglio. Ordered by 31st July and registered by 30th September 2017. 2250 includes VAT, excludes PCH. Retail customers and participating dealers only. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Brexit bill is out. Charlie's parents upset at judge. And we're living longer.
Talk Radio.
Today has seen the first step in transferring EU laws into British legislation as the Brexit repeal bill has been published. Labour has promised to vote against it if the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights isn't included. Lib Dem leader Tim Farron says the government faces hell trying to get it through Parliament. His old colleague Nick Clegg agrees.
The worry in Westminster is that actually the government will take to itself huge powers, so-called Henry VIII powers, to chop and change our laws without proper scrutiny, and also might weaken certain European protections.
Meanwhile, an investigation has been ordered after the bill appeared online before it was presented to the House of Commons. Charlie Gard's parents have walked out of a court hearing about the future of their terminally ill son. Chris Gard and Connie Yates want permission to take the 11-month-old abroad for experimental treatment. They're thought to have got upset when the judge reminded them about their evidence during an earlier hearing. Legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg, who's in court, says there was a disagreement between Charlie's father and the judge.
It was all to do with the quality of Charlie's life, but I think it was just the strain of the morning. This family had been sitting there, the hearing lasted for more than 2 hours, and the strain just got to them, and they stormed out.
Four former teachers at a top independent school have been charged with historical sex offences dating back almost 40 years. The men who taught at Christ Hospital School in West Sussex are accused of the alleged attacks on 15 suspected victims. The Queen has opened the new multi-million pound headquarters of the Metropolitan Police Service. Her Majesty has been hearing firsthand how police officers dealt with the Westminster Bridge terror attack. And life expectancy has reached 79 and a half years for men and 83.1 years for women. But a report from Public Health England says we're now spending a larger proportion of our lives in poor health, with being overweight and having high blood sugar being blamed.
Blood sugar?
Yeah.
Okay. You gave blood today, didn't you?
Yes, John.
Well done. Has that affected anything?
I think you're suggesting it has.
Well. No, I wasn't. I just wondered. I don't think I've given blood. That's not good. That's bad.
Not once.
Well, not only for blood tests. I don't think I've given blood for.
Oh, so you're a terrible person.
Apparently, I am. Yeah. I mean, they're welcome to it. I don't. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, you kind of have to go somewhere to donate it.
Can they not come here?
Actually, sometimes they have mobile vans.
There we go.
So if you wanted, you could probably organise to have a donation set up here at Hatfields, but I don't know how easily that is done, because the first time I ever donated was when I was at college and they just set it up there.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's an on-demand service.
You only did it because you saw some biscuits as you're walking past.
No, actually I wanted to do something nice.
Oh. Anyway, that's Victoria there with the news, and now she's got some weather.
Yes.
Talk Radio national weather.
It's national weather as well. None of your
not hyperlocal, it's very vague. So fine for many this afternoon with the odd shower. Clouding over in the northwest with some rain later. Highs are 23 degrees.
Very vague indeed, isn't it?
That's how I like it.
Okay. Ben's now got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start at Wimbledon, where British number one Johanna Konta is just one match away from Saturday's final. She takes on five-time champion Venus Williams on centre court today in the last four. It's already been a history-making week for Konta, who became the first British woman to reach this stage in 39 years. Her opponent today is someone she has huge admiration for.
What Venus and her sister have given our sport is absolutely tremendous, and the way they've elevated women's tennis is truly inspiring.
Everton have had a £40 million bid for Gylfi Sigurdsson rejected by Swansea. The Icelandic midfielder hasn't travelled with the rest of the squad for the pre-season tour of the US. The club says Sigurdsson doesn't feel in the right frame of mind to travel due to the current uncertainty over his future. Finally, England's cricketers have named an unchanged side for the second test against South Africa at Trent Bridge starting tomorrow. Joe Root's side lead the series 1-0. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And Theresa May has announced Colonel Bob Stewart as Secretary of State for the Ministry of Sound to replace Jacob Rees-Mogg while he's on paternity leave. Colonel Bob told the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show earlier that he's excited to get on with the job and work on sick beats, dirty bass and big drops.
Thank you very much indeed there. That's Victoria. She had the news. And there was Ben with the sport. Victoria's back, of course, with bonus news today, round about 3:30 this afternoon. Bonus news being today, mineral news.
That's right.
Because we've done an animal. We did vegetable yesterday. And today, mineral news. It's there.
Mineral news.
Yes. To make the time up, because Victoria's bulletins are shorter. So have you started? No? Yes?
No.
Any? No.
I've had a couple of people send in suggestions, so thank you. I will look at them.
Research, that is.
Yes. I've got a large research team behind Mineral News these days.
Have you? Is it just a couple of people on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's on the way, among other things. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So still to come on the programme then, some of those things that I mentioned are these. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock. We will have work experience punditry, where we drag our work experience Stuart to make his radio debut, reviewing a week's worth of geeky, gadgety stuff. It's a tech review. Work experience, we tell them it's because they get a leg up into the industry. The actual truth of the matter is that we just get them to do it because we don't have to pay them. Also, you're invited to identify the tune as blown from the lips of a homosexual old age pensioner. Later on, that is the old gay whistle test. That'll be along. And this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster features the journalist and broadcaster Daisy McAndrew having her knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested. All to come before 4 o'clock this afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, let's talk about something. And it's this. The London Underground. They have announced that their Tannoy messages will no longer begin with the phrase "ladies and gentlemen," just in case that should offend those who identify themselves as neither. This is an announcement, as I say, not an announcement they did over the Tannoy, as far as I know, but rather more generally. But if they had done it over the Tannoy, they would have been careful with what they said, as not to offend these people, as I say, those who self-fall between the two traditional gender stools. Naturally, as you'd expect, the PC Brigade, who are the brigade who turn up to politically correct emergencies such as this, are rejoicing at the banning of the outdated term by which men and women are addressed. While over in the other court, the ball, if I can say ball, given that men have balls, and I don't want to offend either any women who want them, or any man who doesn't, or anyone who identifies as either ball-having or is ball-free, is on the of a foot. And if you haven't got feet, then I apologise about referring to feet. I wouldn't want to culturally appropriate your stumps. It's all very confusing, isn't it? That's the point I'm making. And it's a point I will now put to Laura Perrin. She's the co-editor of the Conservative Woman website. And she's on the telephone. Hello, Laura. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Very nice to talk to you. Now, so you're familiar with this story, I know. A lot of people talking about it on social media as well today. London Underground, ladies and gentlemen, has been the term of address for many years, possibly since London Underground was invented along with tannoys. It's going to change, Laura. What do you make of it?
Well, I just think that this is an outrageous form of authoritarianism because there's two issues here. First of all is that I believe it's TfL who basically instructed their employees not to use the term ladies and gentlemen, which I think is very authoritarian. And secondly, it also obviously affects passengers. Most of them, it's a polite way of addressing people, you know, before you tell them that their train is inevitably delayed. Mm-hmm. You use the term ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, people might think there's a sort of comedy element to this, but language is actually incredibly important and language reflects our culture. So what's happening here is an insidious attack on both men and women and those that think that biology either isn't important or there aren't two distinct biological sexes, which there are.
Which is it's a very modern thing. I mean, the argument on the other side, this is the LGBT community, of course, are saying they've been lobbying for this for a long time, and they're saying that, and this was a quote, I think, saying that it's about time we dragged this out of the 19th century. And their argument is that some people choose not to identify, I suppose the word choice is the important one there, as either a man or a woman, regardless of the biology, and so it's to embrace them. That's what they would say.
If people want to wear or identify however they wish, that's a matter for them. But it's when you want to reshape the world in your own image. And people who don't identify as either male or female are a tiny minority of individuals. But they don't get to then reshape, as I said, the entire world for the 99% of people who do identify as ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this has happened basically, as I said, a diktat coming from one workplace. I can assure you it will spread, first of all, through the public sector, where people are prohibited from using the terms ladies and gentlemen, which is essentially cultural Marxism 101. And then again, it will slowly then seep down through the private sector. For instance, you know, your bosses at talk radio might in 5 years' time say, actually, we're banning completely the words ladies and gentlemen are men and women. Now, that to me is a profound cultural shift, and then it seeps down to younger children. And it's just, I just think it's outrageous. Nobody, you know, the majority of people do not want this, but as usual, it's a tiny vocal minority that get to dictate to the rest of us.
Is it because how we should
speak and how we should perceive ourselves?
I totally take your point. I'm just wondering, does because we don't care. I mean, I don't care. Right, whether what they want to say on the tube necessarily, because it doesn't really affect me, because I don't really listen to those announcements, and most of them sound like this. So, you know, they could be saying anything, as far as I can tell. But do we think that it could creep through? This is kind of, you know, it's part of, I mean, we haven't yet used this word politically correct, but it's being bandied around today regarding it, of course. Does it matter, really?
It matters. Language matters. How you address people matters. Language on a huge system like TfL. These aren't like a niche private company running cars, for instance. This is the entire Transport for London network.
They are called Transport. So we probably could have got a clue from that.
Yeah, yeah. Millions of people travel on the network every day, and now they've just abolished this address. Have they run a consultation? Have they asked other customers what they want? No. Visitors coming to Britain in their millions will now no longer hear the term ladies and gentlemen. It'll seep onto posters. As I said, it'll seep down through the rest of the public sector, especially, I would imagine, in the NHS, where I think doctors were once instructed not to refer to pregnant women as pregnant women, which is doubly outrageous. And as I said, it then eventually it will hit the private sector and it'll hit down through the schools.
What do doctors call pregnant women now?
I think, well, there was a direction. I don't know if it's going to be taken up that it should be pregnant people. Now, that is... No, but you laugh, but that's actually a form of misogyny, because you're erasing spaces for women, you're erasing motherhood, as I said, out of the lexicon, out of the general language. This is, it's been a huge attack. And the thing is, it's been a media carpet bombing effect, essentially, where you have stories. The BBC in particular have been pushing this agenda basically over the last year, and this is how they manufacture consent across the general population, because most people, in fairness to them, want a quiet life. And they don't want to upset people. And what this does, it actually preys on people's good manners. Because people don't want to offend others, they will generally use whatever terms of address they want. But to me, that is a subtle form of authoritarianism. And as I said, manufacturing consent through the media, in particular the BBC, for you to eventually accept the idea that there are more than two genders, or that there are more than two biological sexes, which is a lie. That is simply not the case. There are a small minority of intersex individuals, and then after that there is male and female. And as I said, people can dress how they want,
it's also,
identify they want individually, but you do not get to recreate reality. You do not get to recreate science.
Well, you make a good point there, because you're right. I think that most people who choose to identify however they choose to identify, which is, you say, they can do, but the reality is, of course, that is a psychological route, isn't it? I suppose people grow up and don't feel like they're in the right body, and so on and so forth. But in actual fact, people are, of course, born either male or female. You're not born intersex, are you, necessarily, in that sense?
Intersex is a very tiny minority of people, and but essentially it's your chromosomes and your reproductive organs that dictate your gender.
Right.
Yes, there are some women who are utterly female, who have two double X chromosomes, and they may be born without a uterus, for example. They are still women. But the idea that there's more than two biological sexes, or there's more than two genders, is simply not true.
The question of when one holds up a baby that's just come out of somebody, just come out of a person, when one holds up a baby, the question is still going to be, is it a boy or a girl, isn't it? That's not going to change.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, you know, again, there was a story from Canada where I think parents wanted to raise their baby sort of gender neutral. There'll be a push to change birth certificates, for instance. I follow this very closely, and believe you me, this is spreading. I've had to personally deal with this through my children's school, who said that basically the children could wear gender neutral uniforms, including, so not just girls, say, wearing shorts or trousers, because that's culturally accepted, but boys also wearing skirts and dresses. This is something I strongly objected to. It was pushed through without even consulting the parents.
Yeah.
And this is in a primary school. So this thing will come knocking on your door. So you need to decide, you know, which side of the fence you want to sit on, because it's very destructive to children. I mean, bringing up children, saying that you don't have a gender, to me, is very, very damaging. And the doctors who are dealing with young children and teenagers who are conflicted in relation to gender, and my heart goes out to any family dealing with that, but I've read a number of articles, the doctors actually really don't know what they're, you know, they don't know what they're doing any more than they did today than they did 10 years ago, and they're pushing some very very extreme drugs on people, say, our young teenagers, including puberty blocking drugs, for instance, without there being the normal control test that you would have in other medical fields. This is a very radical agenda, and it's building ahead of steam.
There is, well, you say that, and we do see this creep. I know what you're saying, and you're right about the vocal groups and everything. And I think it's what's changed is social media has changed it all as well, anyway, because people now have platforms where this sort of thing spreads out, and not just on this subject, but I mean, kind of on anything. It's why people take offence so easily now, just because they can.
And
everyone needs to be seen
now
to be doing the right thing. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's people go, oh my god, we've got to get rid of ladies and gentlemen because that's the right thing. It's the right thing, and it's like, well, it's not necessarily the right thing. It's just the latest thing. In that sense.
Yeah, it's the latest thing, and it's the latest radical thing, and I firmly believe that, you know, the majority of people do not want that. But of course, because people actually have jobs and families and want to get on with their lives, they are not part, they cannot be part of the tiny minority, you know, on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, who can push this agenda onto TFL, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, I happen to be able to at least put my views across, but most that are more conservative, but most people who may share them simply will just be getting along with their lives until, as I said, you know, the school decides to make a radical change without, in fact, even consulting the parents.
So what's your message to TFL then? Would you say, shut up, don't be so stupid, change it back?
Well, I wouldn't be that rude, but I would say, yes, this is a very polite form of address. People expect to be addressed in a polite form. Can you please say ladies and gentlemen? You can say ladies and gentlemen and others if you want to.
Yeah, that makes sense, wouldn't it?
You don't just get to, you don't just get to abolish, you know, addressing women and men in this form. It's just outrageous.
As Laura Perrins, co-editor of Conservative Woman website, with quite a forthright opinion on that. What worries me, though, is what about the children's entertainer community? Has no one thought of them? Think about that, right? Because, you know, you go to a children's party and what does the jolly clown say? Oh, hello, ladles and jelly spoons, doesn't he? Like that. And now he's got to think of another one for everyone else. What's he going to say? Children's entertainer. Oh, hello, ladles and jelly spoons and trampolines. I don't know what. No one's thought of that. Anyway, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll take traffic and travel. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3, helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of Leyland Trade True Guard Smooth Masonry Paint for only $19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Oh. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, full service.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M11 northbound, there's delays due to an earlier accident between Junction 8 at Bishop Stortford and Junction 9, the turn-off of Saffron Walden. All lanes have been reopened, but there's still long delays there. On the M6 moving southbound, two lanes are closed due to an accident at Junction 10A with the M54. And on the M6 northbound, there's an accident there on the hard shoulder. It's been moved to the hard shoulder. That's northbound between Corley Services and the M6 Junction 3A, causing a lot of extra time to your journey there. I'm Al Booth.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Transport for London, not happy with just having the word trans in there, are now dropping ladies and gentlemen from their tannoys. Laura Perrin there getting very irate about it from Conservative Woman magazine. A lot of your reactions are coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. John, imagine if there was an actual PC brigade. That would be stupid. Just on this subject, I mean, there's a story yesterday, obviously, with Andy Murray. Someone's written in about that. John, Andy Murray, yeah. This is a message to him. him, really. I think the first US player to enter a major semi-final since 2009 should be able to identify any which way they want.
Yeah, and rightly so, actually, yeah. So it's not actually right of Andy Murray to try and put a sex on that, saying that, because that reporter who said that about, you know, the US, and he said, well, men.
Male player. I think one of us was better there, male player.
Didn't he said that? Didn't he? Not.
He was a bit French. Male player.
Well, he's you know, Andy Murray's not English, is he? So he's Scottish or French or something. He called that reporter out, didn't he? And we were talking about PC brigades, of course. Just during that, of course, they're the brigade, you know, that would turn up at a politically correct emergency. I imagine that's what they'd be. But let's imagine now, shall we? Do you want to imagine now?
Yeah.
Imagine right now if there was an actual PC brigade.
Tonight on Gone Mad, PC Brigade. Cops shut down a camping shop going by the name of Blacks. Bruce Forsyth puts a stop to this sickening behaviour.
Ladies, gentlemen and children... Well...
And a half and half loaf of bread is thrown at a hermaphrodite. But first, we go to central London.
Help me, help me! I've just overheard a parent tell their child to wait for the green man while crossing the road. Somebody call the PC Brigade.
Hello, Andy Murray, PC Brigade. Can you point out that parent?
It's that non-gender-specific person over there!
Excuse me. Next time you should say green person and not green man.
Andy Murray saves the day again, but the job isn't done. This call came into the emergency room.
Hello? I'm currently driving on the M2, and there's a lorry in front of me on the road, and on the back it says wide load, and frankly, I'm quite offended.
Pull over. Pull over. Sir, I see it says wide load on the back of your vehicle. Do you not realize the amount of obese people you could offend with that? Could you change that to dimensionally challenged, or I'll have to take your vehicle off the road?
Now, over to Manchester, or should I say non-specific gender Chester, where it's Christmas Eve. A large figure in red is seen flying from rooftop to rooftop.
Ho, ho, ho.
Go after that sleigh. Sir, we've stopped you because you've been shouting an offensive word over and over again.
But I'm Father Christmas.
Can I take your name, please?
I've already told you. I'm Father Christmas.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to put you down as Father Seasonal Time. And I'm charging you with 3 counts of offensive language. Now get out of here.
After the break, we follow Andy Murray and his plot to take down Julia Hartley Brewer. Join us for more Gone Mad, the PC Brigade.
Imagine if there was an actual PC Brigade like that.
Andy Murray would definitely be in it.
He definitely would be the leader of it. Yeah. And Transport for London would help him get around as well there. But, you know, it's the ladies and gentlemen thing's gone. I mean, you know, we do have to now refer to Manchester as non-specific gender Chester, as you write, as in there. I mean, earlier on, because Laura there was talking about the creep of this on the phone. You know, and I went to, you know, the restaurant last night, and I was handed a non-specific gender you to look at.
I didn't get that one.
And then I popped into church and sang some non-specific genders. Anyway, so there was the PC Brigade documentary there, which is on ITV tonight. Now, coming on the rest of the programme, things. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, I can tell you that. I will also tell you that today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, the quiz about the full set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross, will feature none other than the journalist and broadcaster Daisy McAndrew, who, off of, you know, the Andrew Neil programme and sat in around here a bit. You know.
Oh, yeah. You know.
It used to be Daisy Sampson. Used to be the press secretary for Liberal Democrats.
Oh, that press secretary.
She's now Daisy McCann. Anyway, doesn't matter. But she's having a go at Paul Ross later in quiz form. There's also work experience punditry. Now, Stuart has been our work experience for the week. And he gets his debut appearance in front of the microphones to review a week's worth of geeky, gadgety stuff in the tech review. That's coming in the next half an hour. Don't forget Victoria's bonus news in 1 hour. Today, we bring you mineral news. And also, you can identify the tune whistled by an elderly homosexual gentleman. That's Terry in the old gay whistle test. It's all coming before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio. The first step in transferring EU laws into British legislation has been taken with the publication of the Brexit repeal bill. MPs have demanded to know why it was published online first, contrary to Commons protocol. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says she wants to spend the next few years getting on with the task of Brexit. The Foreign Secretary's father, former MEP Stanley Johnson, has told Talk Radio Theresa May is safe for now.
I think a few years is perhaps an exaggeration. I think, realistically, given the way the last election went, even though the Conservatives got more votes than they ever got and a larger percentage than they ever got, realistically, I think it's not probable that Mrs. May would lead us into the next election.
The parents of Charlie Gard have returned to court to hear about the future of their terminally ill son. Chris Gard and Connie Yates walked out earlier when they got upset after the judge reminded them about their evidence during an earlier hearing. Five men have been jailed for killing Russia's former Deputy Prime Minister Boris Nemtsov, a vocal critic of President Putin. He was shot dead metres from the Kremlin as he walked home at night with his girlfriend in February 2015. Life expectancy in England has reached 79 and a half years for men and just over 83 years for women. But a report from Public Health England says we're now spending a larger proportion of our lives in poor health due to excess weight and high sugar intake. And Garbiñe Muguruza is into the Wimbledon final. It took her just over an hour to beat 2015 runner-up Magdalena Rybakova in straight sets. Johanna Konta is up next against Venus Williams. The weather fine for many this afternoon, with the odd shower possible, clouding over in the northwest with some rain. Highs of 23 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much. Do you rue the day when complicated sports names get into the regular news? Because there are a lot of them, and I realise
yes.
People do struggle with them, and that's not surprising.
And I wrote that phonetically as well.
You got him so phonetically there. Did you write phonetically?
No, I didn't write that down, okay. Obviously.
What's the name, the one difficult one?
Garbiñe Muguruza. But also, the other one was difficult, Magdalena Rybakova.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't think anyone would notice unless I'd drawn attention to it. But...
Which you did, because you're a nice person.
That's right.
When I say nice, I don't mean...
Oh. What's the name again?
Garbiñe Muguruza.
It is difficult. It's fine.
It's really hard.
Duh, duh, duh.
Garbiñe Muguruza.
Duh, duh, duh. Garbiñe Muguruza. Duh, duh, duh. Garbiñe Muguruza.
I mean...
It did work. That worked.
And the second time you said it was interesting.
Right.
That's an interesting thing that happened on this show.
It's a poor reflection on you as well as him.
Taking us about a year and a half, it's fine. Finally we got there. Anyway, Victoria's back in 1 hour as well with bonus news today. We bring you mineral news. Have you started researching?
No.
Right, okay, well that's all to look forward to then. Right, next, Stuart's going to be in with some work experience punditry.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, just before we delve into a week's worth of techie stuff, let's look at the news, a little bit of an overview. The phrase, ladies and gentlemen, as you've been hearing, has been banned from the London Underground by the bosses who have instructed their employees not to say it anymore, lest it offend someone who isn't a lady or a gentleman. Donald Trump has said that the White House is fantastic. He said the mood's fantastic, he said there. Mm. Joanna Konta and Venus Williams are about to take to the court in Wimbledon. I think they're headlining, they're on the Pyramid Court, of course. And but the news is all quite complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't, but it's all right because we are here to help you out. Because what we do on this programme is we take the news and we simplify it by running it through some Japanese poetry. It's the obvious thing to do, really. I don't know why anyone else hasn't thought of it. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Property market in a state of lethargy. Aren't we all really?
Yeah. The news in haikus. So, do you go to work? Do you work? Do you have a job of any kind? Do you have a work experience in the office? Do you? I expect you do. You probably ignore them or something. Just all talk about them when they're not there. When they've popped out to make a cup of tea, you probably just talk about them. Just ridicule them, really. Just do that. And then they go and do some photocopying, don't they? And then you talk about them again. But you don't really get them to do anything interesting. You just sort of, you know, just send them off here and there. And you don't really want them there. You know how it is. Ours is called Stuart. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Now you've been with us for this week.
I have, yes.
And this is your debut on air.
It is.
Because that's what we do with our work experiences, as you know. We pull them in here, take you away from all of that. And this gives the people in the office the opportunity to talk about you now. Now you're in here.
Behind
your back. So that's fine. And what we tell you is that this is a leg up into the industry, don't we? We've said to you that, yes, come on air and talk us, review some stuff. And it's a very difficult industry to get into, the media, isn't it, as you know. But we said this is a way in. It's like we help you reach a helping hand down out of the radio and pull you into the industry. That's what we've told you. That's a lie. You're only here because we don't have to pay you. Mm. So what are you reviewing?
Tech and gadgets. Well,
second gadgets.
More technology than gadgets.
That's fine. It's an all-encompassing slot.
Yes.
If you'll pardon the expression. So where are we starting?
So we're going to talk about the internet protest that happened yesterday.
Okay.
So did you find when you were browsing, said Google, Facebook, it was a bit slow yesterday?
Well, I work here, and the internet here is slow at the best of times, so it made no difference.
Ah, okay. Well, yesterday, what's happened is the government want to kind of make people charge for the services, so YouTube, streaming videos, things like that.
Yep.
And what the big websites did, Google, Facebook, YouTube, and some adult websites as well.
Hello.
They slowed down their services to the people out there so that when they were browsing they could actually feel the effects.
So is this all to do with the net neutrality?
Yes, yes.
Issue, right, yes. Okay. And net neutrality, that is where essentially the internet should be free for all in terms of access speeds and everything else. That is neutrality. If it goes the other way, it means that the big ISPs essentially hold the gateways to the data streams and can prioritise and make certain companies that pay them to make those sites load faster. That's the gist.
Correct, yes.
All right.
So that was a big thing yesterday. Luckily, I didn't really see any effect yesterday.
Did you not? Was your pornography up to speed as usual?
Of course.
Fine.
Of course, yes.
That's all anyone really cares about. If they really want to stop the internet from, you know, and make a point, the net neutrality bit, they should just do it to the porn sites. Because that really is basically all of the traffic, as far as I can tell. Not me, that's others. But that's as far as I am aware, that's when people would sit up and notice, Stuart, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's when people would start complaining.
Yes. Eh? I agree. I totally agree with that. Now, how are you about your computer games?
I don't play computer games.
You don't play computer games? But Con?
I play FIFA a lot.
You play FIFA a lot?
Played it for 5 hours the other day.
You have no life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, Overwatch. Have you heard of the computer game, Cornelius?
No.
No? Oh, okay, well...
I play FIFA for 5 hours at a time and then go home.
Oh. So you don't even do it at home?
I am home, but, you know, I transport myself to the grounds in my mind.
Well, Overwatch are setting up a league from the esports world. Now, esports is electronic sports, kind of a new thing that's coming around, or it's been around for a while, but they reckon Overwatch is going to bring it to the big leagues.
You're
the big
already dogs. Saying words I don't understand. So go back a little bit. So an esport?
Yes, an esport. So electronic games, video games.
Right. It's now a sport.
Like FIFA.
Yeah, that is a sport.
Yeah!
But I mean, is like, I don't know, Sonic the Hedgehog a sport now?
Well, it can be.
Is that the point? Is that what you're talking about?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
they're not sport, they're games, aren't they?
They are, but they're bringing them into a sporting atmospheric world.
Sonic the Hedgehog, which was the last time I played a computer game, will probably not be an Olympic event.
Probably not, no.
No. Although, given that he does collect rings, actually... maybe if you had live hedgehogs competing, so you...
Now you're losing the fact of it being a video game.
Yeah, but I'm making it better. So if you had live hedgehogs competing against each other to collect rings, then I would argue that
was a sport.
Is a sport. The video game angle, not so much.
Well, they reckon it's going to be very profitable, even bigger than the English Premier League.
Is this where people go and watch people playing games?
Bigger than the Premier League.
Bigger than the Premier League.
The Premier League is huge and full of money.
Well, yeah, and they reckon the esports and Overwatch may eclipse that.
So what's Overwatch again?
So Overwatch is, I've written it down here, they are a fast-paced, cartoon-like shooter game where players work in teams to secure and defend central points on a map or escort a payload across the map on a limited amount of time.
I mean, it's no hedgehog with rings, is it? But
no.
Do you have the... Because this is right, isn't it? People watch people playing games.
Correct.
Now. That's huge on YouTube, right?
Correct.
People will watch YouTube videos of people watching people playing games or something, right? So it is big. But do people go, like, to events where people play games and be a crowd?
Correct, yes. There is events like that happening.
I thought I'd heard about
that. FIFA do their own version of the Interactive Sports FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
That was held in America this year, and they have a crowd of people going to watch, essentially two people sitting in front of a TV, but obviously a big screen behind them showing the game that they're playing.
This is ludicrous, isn't
it? I know, right? But it's going to be big. It's going to be big, big news.
Yeah.
And at the moment, they've got seven teams, and none of them are actually in the UK. They're based around the world. You can go to Boston, New York, San Francisco, Miami, Orlando, Los Angeles, Seoul, or Shanghai to watch them.
Right.
And it costs $20 million. That's $15.5 million. To put a team in this league.
You have to pay that much money to put a team in?
Correct.
I was about to suggest that we form a team and we go and do it.
Well,
but I've changed my mind now.
You've not got 15.5 million to spare?
No.
No, we're just under that on the show budget. Yeah, really frustrating.
Can we crowdfund for the rest? Because I'd really be up for that.
Well, we only need another quid, so we'll probably do that. Yeah, I mean, you play computer games, do you, Stuart?
I do. I'm a very big computer game fan.
Are you? What are the kids playing, Stuart, at the moment?
Well, I'm a big FIFA fan.
All right,
but I'm also playing Football Manager as well. That's my big.
I see.
Game.
Right. But do you do the shooty bangy bangy ones?
I do, but that's only the Grand Theft Auto game.
Oh yeah. All right. I years ago. I mean, I did play Halo.
Okay, on the Xbox.
Yes, once. And what happened was, I got Halo as a present. I can't remember how I got it. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, and I haven't had an Xbox that I haven't plugged in for years, but I had an Xbox. I played Halo, put it in, and within 5 minutes, I was stuck in a hedge. I could hear I came out of the transport. You're like a military spaceman or something, aren't you? And I came out of the whatever I came out of to go and join the fight. right? And the fight was over there, and you can sort of see in the distance a fight with aliens and stuff, and you have to make your way over to it by just sort of going across some rough ground and through a lake and in a hedge, through a hedge. I got stuck in some reeds in the lake, right? I spent about half an hour trying to get out of the reed. I couldn't even get out of the reeds in the lake. I switched it off. I'm still in those reeds now.
Oh, no.
That's the whole game. I didn't even see an alien. I'm just stuck in a hedge.
Can't you just, commit suicide on it and then respawn?
I don't know. I just gave up and never tweeted on again.
Yeah.
That's my gaming technique.
That's your gaming
I
technique.
I went back to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh. Well, I'm going to tell you a little sad fact about mine and Football Manager. I've dressed up in a suit for a Champions League final. Yeah, on a computer game.
I love
what,
that.
What, just sitting there on your own?
Yep. In a suit.
That's really funny.
Right, now you've just given the people in the office something else to talk about.
Well, there we go.
That's weird, Stuart.
Sorry, it's just...
What do you mean? What? So you thought, right, okay, I've got to play in this game now.
Yep.
I'm going to go and put a suit on.
Yep, I got my team into the final. I got the team into the final of this Champions League game.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd put my suit on just for that game.
I really like that. I might do that.
No?
You are weird.
Sorry.
Right, it's coming up to a time. It's time for Traffic and Travels. Stuart, go and put your suit on, because we're going to be talking more geeky, gadgety stuff with Stuart next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
It's lights out and away we go. That emergency plumbing job is no match for Nigel and his Renault traffic van. It's his best performance yet. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
So listen, sour flavours are big right now. So Oasis Drinks is launching new Sour Oasis in apple cherry sour and kiwi apple sour flavour. And grime is big right now, so Oasis is jumping on that too.
Yeah, Max, check this jingle, rap, 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 drink em up. Rap, 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 drink em up. Introducing new Sour Oasis. Buy em now, get em in your faces. If it's not stocked in your local places, oh well, just buy a normal Oasis. Rap, 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 drink em up. Rap, 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 drink em up, yeah.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Gary's not in the office. Gary's in Marbella, applying after sun to his shoulders at the poolside bar. He's having a lovely time, but he's also missing out on business. With eReceptionist, Gary could have had all his calls professionally answered and diverted to other numbers or to colleagues, so he never misses out on business. But instead, he's getting burned on two fronts. Go to ereceptionist.co.uk to find out more and to sign up for your free 30-day trial. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Essex on the M11, southbound there's delays due to an accident earlier. That's between Junction 9 at Sappin Walden and Junction 8, the turn-off for Bishop Stortford. In Staffordshire on the M6 going southbound, an accident means there's delays there. It's happened at Junction 10A, the turn-off for the M54. And on the M6 northbound in Warwickshire, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident, which has been moved, took place between Corley Services and Junction 3A of the M6. It's causing congestion back to Junction 3, the turn-off for Coventry. I'm Albert Oof.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's just coming up to 10 to a time, and it is time to remind you that politics in this country moves very, very quickly indeed, each and every day, of course. We've got Ben Fletcher from the pre-recorded sport in here live to keep us up to date with all things political, specifically pertaining to who at this present moment of speaking is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Thank you, Ben.
Word.
Thanks very much indeed. That was marvellous. Shed a little tear for there as well. That was Ben. And now we talk to Stuart. So Stuart's with us. He is our work experience. So we dragged him in here, and what he is doing is reviewing the geeky, gadgety stuff for us. We have already talked something to do with esports. We have learned that Stuart, because he is incredibly sad, put a suit on to play a football-based computer game, even though he was on his own. He has tried to assure me during that break that he isn't the only one who to do this. Apparently many, many, many people do this. But none of them are in front of me now, Stuart. So that makes you the saddest person I've ever met.
Sorry.
That's all right. What are we talking about next?
So, do you want fries with my review?
Yes.
Well,
is that the correct answer?
Well, it can be, yes. Okay. TripAdvisor.
Yep.
They have teamed up with Deliveroo in 12 countries now, and now delivering a order online service.
Explain.
So, you know how you have the Just Eat apps, you've got all the Hungry Horse, you've got all those apps.
Yep.
Well, TripAdvisor have decided that they want to kind of get involved with that as well, and they've teamed up with Deliveroo now, so you can place an order with Deliveroo through the TripAdvisor, and if you're staying in a city,
yep.
So you go away to Spain and you fancy some tapas, but you don't want to leave your hotel room.
I see.
You can now click order online,
yeah.
And they can get a Deliveroo sent to your hotel room.
Well, can't you just do that with a Deliveroo app in Spain?
I'd imagine so, yes.
So it's called Pointless.
Well, yeah, I see where you're going, but a lot of people use TripAdvisor to write reviews and things like that for said restaurants and things like that, so... So
it's using the TripAdvisor algorithms of
correct.
The best restaurants and all that kind of stuff and the best takeaways.
Correct, yes.
Although I never really trust TripAdvisor because obviously, as we know, it's often written by just rival restaurants.
That's not true. I
write all the time.
Yeah, all right. Apart from you, do you wear a suit to do that?
I do, yes.
I bet you do. I bet you do. I bet you do.
It takes a clipboard.
Yeah. I bet he sits at home.
There's a little notepad to the restaurant.
He sits on his pants most of the time, and then he goes, oh, I'm just going to write a little TripAdvisor review, and he goes upstairs, and he fetches his hotel inspector's outfit that he's got. He dresses up, and he comes downstairs.
Yep, I go beforehand with the checklist in my suit as well.
Good.
And then I go home, take it off, sit there for 5 minutes, and then put it back on for you.
I hope so.
So, yeah, they're in 12 different countries. United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, Belgium, the Netherlands, United Arab Emirates, Singapore, Hong Kong and Australia.
I think what we should do is, we should, if you're staying in a hotel, say, in Barcelona,
yep,
right, I think you should, via TripAdvisor,
okay,
order some food to your hotel, but via the TripAdvisor Paris website.
Okay.
And then some student is going to have to cycle from Paris to Barcelona with your food. Now, admittedly, by the time he gets there, you'll have long gone.
Probably.
But that's
and
not the point.
And it'll be cold.
Yeah, and it would be cold. But you get it free then, don't you?
Oh, do
so, yeah, do they do the half an hour charge?
Yeah, if it's not there within... They've got to stipulate that. If they haven't stipulated that, then free.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's worth extending your holiday till he gets there.
20,000 restaurants have participated in this over the 12 countries.
Right.
So, yeah.
I've never used a Deliveroo-style service, I have to say. I've just never... It's never been a thing. So, basically, Deliveroo, if a restaurant signs up to Deliveroo,
yep,
or one of the other ones, I presume it's more than that. Now, you order your food. So it's not takeaway food. It's a meal from that restaurant, but they'll just bring that meal to your house.
Correct, yes.
That's what it is.
I don't see the point in that.
No, I...
Because you're going to be paying restaurant prices and probably a bit more.
Yeah.
You don't get the restaurant experience.
Service. Yeah.
Yeah, the
yeah.
service, yeah. which is what you like. You have to, you know, wash up everything afterwards. I don't get
or it. Or will they hang round for you? Does the delivery person do the washing up?
Could you
leave them outside and then throw all the dirty crockery back in his big backpack that's far too big for him?
It's normally all disposable stuff. It's like plastic plates and plastic forks.
Oh, so it's excellent for the environment.
Yeah. But you're away abroad. Why are you sitting in your hotel room? That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also, room service.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, you don't. Get out there.
Yeah.
There's no point. If you're going to go to Barcelona, then go to the tapas restaurant down Las Ramblas.
Yes.
Yeah, have some patatas bravas.
Yes.
You know, why would a... You know, if I want patatas bravas, I wouldn't hire someone from Deliveroo to bring me patatas bravas. I'd go and get it myself, Stuart.
I agree. I totally agree.
If I'm honest. And you dress up for nothing.
I know.
So, you know, you should get out there.
I should. Get a bit out more.
What else have you got?
So, who's your celebrity crush, John?
My celebrity crush?
Don't say yourself, because that doesn't count.
Well, I wouldn't ever do that.
You would.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, you're not a celebrity.
That's right. So, I'm going to say Ben Fletcher from the pre-recorded sport.
Ben Fletcher. Mm. Okay. Con, who's your celebrity crush?
It's me, isn't it?
Well, you're not a celebrity.
Yeah.
You just said that.
Stuart.
Sorry.
Work experience, know your place.
Okay.
I know. Who's the one on my phone? Anna Kendrick.
Okay, well, I'm going to admit mine. It's Kelly Brook.
Kelly Brook, yes. Right.
Now, Badu can help me with this problem. If I want to date someone that looks like Kelly Brook,
yeah,
Badu have my problem solved.
What's Badu? Isn't that the bear in the Jungle Book?
No. Hmm. It sounds like it, but it's not. It's a dating app for singletons.
Another one of those. Yep.
Yes. So what they've done now is they've done a lookalikey.
Oh.
And you can now, if you have a celebrity crush, put their name into a search bar in Badu.
Right.
And it will give you lookalikes like them. So I've done a Badu search for us in the office to see if we've got any lookalikes that look like us.
So you can also upload a photo.
Of us, yes.
Oh, I see, right.
So that's what you do. You upload a photo of your favourite celebrity.
Correct.
And it finds people that look like it.
Look like it,
So when you're having sex with them, you can pretend you're having sex with your favourite celebrity.
Yes.
This is a bit stalky and weird.
I know. But Badu have said that they don't want to emphasise looks. They want to keep it with personality and interest. But surely that defeats the object if you're looking for the person.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I've given Cass, Con and yourself as lookalikes.
Oh.
And I want you to pick out Cass's best lookalike. And I think there is a witch on there. Sorry, Cass.
Right. What have I got to do?
So look at the pictures of said lookalikes on the second page.
Oh, okay. Right. So you put a picture of Cass in, and now we've got some pictures that Badu, yes.
Yep.
think look like Cass. Well, from the first one is a man called Aftab, aged 46. So bang on, this really works.
Yeah, but I think there's about three or four in. There's a
Asprod Aftab.
There's a picture of a woman with a black cat.
There is a witch on here. There's an actual witch.
Yes. Well,
she's 40. There's a man called Rana, 27. To be fair to Cass, these don't look that much like her.
No.
They're much prettier.
And Tab does.
Yeah, he does a bit.
You're so funny.
He does a bit.
I found a 73-year-old on John's lookalikes that, still looks better than John does now.
That's fair enough.
And, Con, you've got me. Do any of them look like me? And don't say yes.
I mean, the thing is, they do, because you have glasses and a beard. And they've basically just uploaded everyone with glasses and a beard. I think that's pretty much how these sort of work.
And have you got Cornelius?
I have. And
is Marty Feldman on there, the actor Marty Feldman?
No.
Or Sid the Sloth from Ice Age?
No.
With his eyes that go in different directions.
However, I have a guy called Thiago39, who I showed Connor earlier yesterday. And it was someone that he said looks like him, but a bit fatter.
Let's have a look.
It is the bottom one there, middle row.
Middle row, bottom one. Oh, yeah, he does look a bit like you, Con,
Yeah, I know, that's what I didn't like.
Yeah. All right, well, hours of fun in the office this afternoon for everybody, then, if you've got nothing to do. Go on this site called Badoo and put your colleagues' photographs in and watch the freaks come back at you. But, yeah, Cass does look like Aftab, that's weird. Anyway, so, thanks, Stuart.
No worries.
Very much indeed. There's Stuart. He was doing the work experience punditry gadget review. Will you be back, Stuart?
I hope so.
All right, well, we'll see. In the next bit of the programme, there's a big debate. Of course, at 3 o'clock, just after 3 o'clock, there's Victoria's Bonus News and today's edition of Paul Rossmaster Sees the Journalist and Broadcaster Daisy McAndrew have her knowledge and patience, if I'm honest, well and truly tested, pertaining to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. I'm John Holmes. News is next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Now get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to 5 years free servicing on selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of July. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40-centimetre self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after three, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn in Brussels, Charlie Gard case back in court, and Dippy's replacement.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn's been meeting the EU's main Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, and says he's representing the 13 million people who voted for Labour in last month's election. The government has published 62 pages of legislation that will start the process of bringing EU laws under UK control. Meanwhile, Theresa May has told The Sun she wants to stay on as Prime Minister. Sorry about that. For the next few years to deliver Brexit. Former MEP and father of the Foreign Secretary, Stanley Johnson, has told Talk Radio there won't be any Conservative leadership challenges just yet.
The last thing they want is a change of leadership.
at the moment. I mean, I cannot imagine a worse situation than to have a leadership fight inside the Conservative Party, followed possibly by a general election, with Mr. Corbyn apparently rampant. You know, apparently, would you believe it, still, you know, the darling of the masses.
The parents of terminally ill baby Charlie Gard have returned to High Court over the treatment of their son. They walked out earlier after a disagreement with the judge. They're hoping to take the 11-month-old to America for experimental treatment. A 20-year-old woman has been arrested in North London on suspicion of terror offences. She is in custody while officers carry out searches. Close combat roles in the RAF's ground fighting force are going to be open to women sooner than expected. The Defence Secretary, Sir Michael Fallon, says the RAF regiment will be able to recruit female personnel from September. And the Duchess of Cambridge and Sir David Attenborough are due to unveil the Natural History Museum's latest star attraction. Hope, the 25-metre-long blue whale skeleton, is replacing Dippy the Diplodocus.
Have you got a little Diplodocus in your throat there, Victoria?
That shot of whiskey you did just before the news started. That's what it is.
I don't even like whiskey.
I know, I don't know why you did it then.
That's why it's making you cough. You should just do the vodka like you normally do.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're right.
Ish.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the weather?
Talk Radio National Weather. It's fine for many this afternoon, with the odd shower possible. Clouding over in the northwest with some rain later. Highs of 23 degrees.
Really well done,
thank
John.
Thank you, mate. Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate.
So professionally done, actually.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to leave now.
Mineral news later. You're going to be better for that. Eh?
She doesn't know. She can't talk. She's like when a singer has to cancel gigs. She's not allowed to talk to anyone until her throat is better now.
She's like the Adele of news.
Yeah.
Because she swears a lot. That was Victoria with some news, that was. And now, Ben, let's see if he's pre-recorded sports. Let's see if he's pre-recorded any choking.
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start at Wimbledon, where Johanna Konta will take to centre court for her eagerly anticipated semi-final with five-time champion Venus Williams. It's the first women's semi-final at SW19 in 39 years to feature a British player. 2015 runner-up Garbiñe Muguruza awaits the winner in the final after breezing through her last four tie with Magdalena Rybarikova in just over an hour. Arsenal's new signing Alexander Lacazette has scored his first goal for the club. The Gunners beat Sydney FC 2-0 in their tour down under. Per Mertesacker got the other goal. Finally, cricket. England have named an unchanged side for tomorrow's second test with South Africa. Joe Root's side take a 1-0 lead in the series to Trent Bridge. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed there, Ben. Victoria's back, if she's still alive, with bonus news in around 25 minutes' time. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. The big debate's on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's now! Well, the head of the National Audit Office has said that Theresa May's government is, and I quote, in danger of coming apart like a chocolate orange. I mean, to be honest, that's not that useful an analogy, because chocolate oranges tend to come apart relatively neatly, with everybody enjoying a piece of Theresa May's government around Christmas time while playing Monopoly. He said it in relation to what he considers to be uncertainty and struggling within Whitehall departments over Brexit due to a lack of clear direction and leadership. That's what he said. One solution he's suggested is that Brexit be covered in silvery foil after it's heated tentatively to slightly melt all the segments of Brexit together so that when it's unwrapped and tapped, it doesn't come apart like a chocolate orange. On the line now, having heard me say the word well, right at the beginning of that, is Anthony. Anthony's called up.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Yeah, I know.
Are you there, Anthony?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling Talk Radio. So, listen, you heard me say the word well, and you're calling for an end to wells.
Yeah, I am, actually,
John. Do you want to tell us why?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to set up a campaign called Well Rude.
Well Rude.
Because, like, who needs wells now? To start with, it's what people say at the beginning of a sentence.
Yeah.
So, just to, like, buy time to think of what they're going to say next. Well.
Well.
Hum, hum, hum. Also, listen to this, yeah?
Yeah, I'm listening. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not listening yet. Hang on. Right, I'm listening now.
Huh?
I'm listening now.
Huh?
Is that what I'm supposed to be listening to? Ah.
Ding. Ding.
Ding.
Dong.
Yeah.
Bell. Pussies in the well.
Yeah. You make a good point.
Put her in. We all did, John. We all did, well, because we wouldn't stand up to them.
Well, let's hang on. Let's see if that's true. Neil's
let's
on.
Not hang on.
Just wait. Neil's on the other line. Hi, Neil.
Hello, John. How are you?
Did you put the pussy in a well?
No, I've never done that.
There you go. Anthony, you said it. We'd all done it, Anthony. Neil has not done it, so...
No, I've never done that. I've never been near one, to be honest. A well, that is. Yeah.
All right, look. Ding dong. Ding dong bell.
Ding dong.
What in the well, Anthony? If you're going to... What in
concrete,
the...
Concrete. Concrete, John. Fill it in.
Fill it in. You're saying...
Have you seen the ring? Have you seen the ring?
Yeah, I've seen the ring. Sorry, is this...
Who's?
The pussy
Who's
or the...
Whose ring did you see? The original guys or the American guys?
I've seen quite a few versions of it, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
How many rings have you seen, John?
I think I've seen the second one, but I'm not sure I saw the first ring.
How many have you seen this year, John?
Two.
Ring, ring.
So look, what I want to get at here is if you concrete over the well, which you've just said, right?
Yeah.
Right. You're going to trap the pussy.
Yes. Some pussies may die in order to save other pussies.
Yeah, but hang on. But how many pussies are you willing to lead?
As many pussies as it takes, John. This is a war.
Can I ask a question?
Sorry, go, Neil. Yeah, Neil, come in on the argument.
Is it his pussy he's talking about, or is it other people's?
It's a generic pussy in the well, isn't it?
It's all of our pussies.
Yeah, and they're in the... What,
all
are
of
in
our
danger,
pussies
are
need
in...
to be filled.
Okay.
Along no, with no, wells, no, like in no, the well.
It's well. So you're suggesting...
Or,
what?
Or,
okay,
or,
no, no,
right.
No,
actually, let me speak. John, can I just ask a question, please?
Let me speak.
John, can I ask a question, which is how much would it cost to put rubber rings and rubber bands and armbands on all of the cats in Britain?
£30!
He's right.
Now, look, listen, I've costed that out. It's £30. Now, what I want to ask you is this. Is it acceptable to so fill a well with pussies, right, that it's no longer a well, it's just a big cat storage facility, but the well is then covered over...
You
covered
fill
up
in
with
the well
cat.
With pussies.
But you could then technically... Nothing else could fall in the well because it's full of cats, right? So...
Mate, what happened to you? What happened to you, bruv?
Well, I'm just suggesting that this is not a... All right, okay, what about this? What about this? Neil as well, right?
Okay.
You're in favour of wells.
I am.
Right, but when does a... What if we filled a well with its water, okay?
Nice. Right, yes, with yourself, huh?
Yeah, right. It's then not a well, is it? It's just a deep puddle, but...
No,
to well fanciers like you, Neil, the well lobby, it's still a well, but to people like Anthony, it's not a well, it's a deep puddle. It's full, it's a well, but it's full of water.
No,
so,
no, you see the difference between a big puddle and the well is generally a wall that surrounds the well, so you don't fall in. You know, and if you do fall in, it's absolutely fine, because there's lots of water to drink, there's a bucket to do your toilet in.
There's a cat to eat.
You know, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Where?
So what?
What?
You know.
What? Okay. What about other liquids? Because there could be. I mean, Anthony, you know, you're saying you don't like. I mean, it's the whole.
You're going like oil wells now, aren't you? You're going to be all like la 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 la.
No, I was thinking of filling a well with, like, iron brew or soup or something useful for people.
Umbongo.
the ones in the Congo.
That's the one, yeah. They do well with the Congo.
You can fill them with...
I think they're probably too busy, like, murdering child soldiers for all of that business in the Congo.
Yeah, but after they've done that, what do they do? They sit down, they have a nice umbongo, don't they?
Can I make something?
That's what they do. I mean, I don't know
what you're... have a conversation with you.
Whether or not they drink a tropical fruit-based drink in the Equatorial African Republic, I don't know. But if they did, their wells would be full of it, is what the argument is, Anthony.
Umbongo comes from wells drilled in the Congo.
Yeah.
Don't you know that? Anyway, the point is, maybe if you filled a well up with, like, sardine oil or, like, cat soup, like, you know, you can get, like, cat soup now
cat
in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Cat
yeah.
soup.
Well, they're
like,
cat soup.
And then at least if a pussy goes in the well, it's got a meal.
Right.
Well.
Where would you put wells? If you collected up all the wells. Right? Are you suggesting we put them in one big well out of the way, or what?
Iceland.
You'd
they
send the wells
over, and then there's no danger.
Iceland, they've got all them. What do you call them? Simmering hole things, like big puddles. What do you call them?
Who's got a simmering hole?
What are you talking about, Neil?
You've got a simmering hole.
They've got them. What do you call them?
Simmering hole.
Not steaming.
These are.
Stop talking.
What?
In Sweden, have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden? Because what they're doing there is, of course, they have a rhyme as well. Ding dong bell, elk is in the well, right? And this is the danger of elks falling in wells, right? When an elk falls in a well, you get a whelk.
That's where whelks
come from. So you get umbongo from the Congo, you get whelks from Sweden when an elk falls in a well.
Right.
Yeah, that was a less successful marketing campaign.
Yeah, it didn't really work so well, to be honest. Does...
Do you like whelks?
What?
To be honest, it's like having relations with someone who's got a problem.
Ding dong bell.
Isn't it?
What?
Yeah.
It's like a fishy chewing gum. All little curly whirly.
Where would you put a well? Where would you move a well to? Next to the sea?
Talk radio.
Would you put one in a garden city?
The thing is, come in threes. Go on. It's always well.
Yeah.
Yep. It is.
I mean, it's like buses, isn't it? I mean, one minute, you wait all day for a well.
Yeah.
And then three...
Come along.
Go. Yeah. Come out of the ground at once. Okay, you're saying wells are outdated. Do they belong in a museum? Would you hang up a well in the foyer of the Natural History Museum? Next to the
I completely would. Yes, I completely would. They are, you know, a thing to wonder at. So, you know, it would be difficult to hang a well when you really think about it.
Well,
because it's in the ground, isn't it?
We were talking about this earlier. Obviously, they've taken Dippy the dinosaur away, and now the hip bone of Andy Murray is now hanging in the front of the Dippy Museum. Yeah. And I just wondered if that was the place. If you say wells are outdated, Anthony, then maybe you'd like to see one hanging up. Because some people could go and see wells. People, you know, you can't take the simple joy of a well from people.
I do not think it's appropriate that the Natural History Museum are now hanging a blue well in the foyer. I don't think that is acceptable.
It's a shameful part of our park. It's not a blue well, it's a blue whale.
How else do people get wishes? Think about it, eh?
They never come true! I went for a Scalextric in 1983 and I never got nothing!
Oh, I touched a nerve there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what it will do. Yeah. If you get rid of wishing wells, it'll provide jobs for genies, won't it? There'll be more opportunities for genies to wish on.
Yeah.
Lamps.
Who are foreign, John.
Admittedly.
I see what he is now.
Yeah.
I see it.
You phoned a racist, aren't you? You phoned up because...
I'm not racist, mate. I'm just saying that genies are mainly foreign.
Yeah.
He's phoned the wrong...
Do you not like genies, Anthony? Is that what you're saying? You don't like them over here? Coming over here, are they? The genies on their magic carpets? Flying into the country on their magic carpets, aren't they?
Genies what are coming over here to grant wishes.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with that.
Okay.
It's all the genies what's coming over here and not granting wishes for
I know your sort. Yeah, they're coming over here hiding in our lamps. Yeah.
He's a wish denier.
Yeah.
I've been rubbing constantly for 16 years on it.
Neil's right. You're a wish denier.
Wish denier. And nothing's come out.
And racist.
Nothing's come out.
No, I'm just... I think that's the argument sort of done, really, isn't it? So, Neil, can you sum the debate for me in one word, Neil?
Garbini and Garufa.
Thank you. Anthony?
Pussy.
Thank you very much indeed. So, ding dong bell. What would you do? What would you shove in a well in order to clog it up if you're on Anthony's side? Or maybe you'd like more wells like Neil. Maybe you should live in a country of wells, just holes in the ground everywhere. Well. In clumps of three, obviously. But what do you think? Let us know. We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got letterboxes and mascara these days. Why do we need wells? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk.
Talk
Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. And that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I'm a dead man. I'm a dead man.
Tim, Winston Wolf, what's happened?
The party got out of hand. There's claret everywhere. The carpet, the sofa. My parents are going to kill me.
You're not dead yet, Tim. Your parents have 5-star de facto rated direct line home plus insurance.
What does that mean?
It means they're covered and the wolves just saved your bacon. Although I'd still make a quick getaway if I were you.
Why?
You're 31, Tim. It's time to fly the nest.
Cover your home with Direct Line's 5-star de facto rated home plus insurance. Search Direct Line Home Plus. Cover and limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Internet and calls costing too much, minions?
Ugh, blammock.
Don't worry, you won't believe what you can get for £20 a month with Sky. There's super fast Sky Fibre.
Sky Fiber.
And Sky Talk evening and weekend calls, plus new Sky Talk Shield. All for just £20 a month, including line rental for 18 months. And better yet, it's exclusively for our Sky TV customers. With just £19.95 setup fee, it's such good value, you'd be bananas to miss it. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Activate Sky Talk Shield online. Further T's and C's apply.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank...
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank!
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected. For more information.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Save £40 on this Sovereign 40cm self-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £99.99. Homebase, always low prices.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, we have two lanes closed in queuing traffic due to an accident that is on the M6 southbound at junction 10A. Travel time there is around 15 minutes. Elsewhere in Northamptonshire, Steel Road is closed. There's slow traffic there due to a building fire between Arkwright Road and Cockwall Road. And at East Sussex, the A22 is closed in both directions. Queuing traffic there that is due to an accident. That's between Golden Cross and Broomham Lane. And there is congestion on the A22 all the way back to Camberlot Road. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
Everyone's off on holidays, trips, summer camp, and that means the summer sale is nearly over at Currys PC World. So this is your last chance to scoop up to £300 off selected TVs and up to 40% off selected fridge freezers from great brands like Samsung and Beko. Or for all your home computing needs, how about making the most of a massive Windows 30 million pound clearance event? Whatever you choose, be quick. The summer sale ends Tuesday. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Deal subject to availability.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, hello, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. And, very shortly, we'll be bringing you today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, in which the journalist and presenter Daisy McAndrew is tested as to her knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. That's on the way. But before that, you are cordially invited to identify the tune as blown from a man's face. He's old, he's gay, he whistles, it's a test. It's the old gay whistle test. Terry's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon.
What a pleasure to talk to you, as it always is. And how are you, Terry? What's going on?
I'm fine.
What have you been up to? We spoke to you last week. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been addicted to one particular TV channel.
This isn't a Love Island thing, is it?
Oh, no, don't do reality. No, it's Talking Pictures TV.
Talking Pictures TV. What does that do? What? I've not heard of this. Tell me about it.
Oh, they show a lot of old movies from 1935 to 1965.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
There's some gems on there.
Yeah, what have you been enjoying?
Oh, a couple of Peter Sellers been on. Alistair Sim.
Yeah.
Lots of old
He was
stuff.
A card.
Yes, I loved him.
Sim card.
St. Trinian's.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Terry.
Yes.
So in terms of this channel, then, is it like sort of a 24-hour, they just screen film after film after film, do they? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it is a 24-hour one.
And how long have you sat in front of it in one hit?
Oh, about 10 days. I forward through. You can forward through for the next 10 days, and I'll record everything I want to watch. There's everything on from Boris Karloff, Ian Carmichael, early Sid James. It's wonderful.
Yeah, this is excellent. Wait, this is just on what Sky have you got, or is it?
Oh, no, it's on Freesat.
Freesat, is it?
Freeview.
Yeah, well, that's so good, isn't it? And what's your favourite all-time film, would you say, Terry, out of interest?
Well, mine's on Virgin. My all-time it's got to be Kind Hearts and Coronet.
Oh, yeah.
Black humour. Wonderful, that is.
Kind Hearts and Coronet, yeah, of course. All right, well, look, it's we always like a little insight into what you've been up to, Terry, as you know. So that's very good. Last time we spoke, you were in a cafe having a delicious breakfast, weren't you?
Well, I was in one yesterday, Ellie's Cafe in Dudley.
Dudley, yeah.
Yeah, they do a... Old Deer special on Wednesday.
An Old Deer special? What'd you get?
Yeah. Well, what else but cottage pie? Mashed potatoes, peas and carrots. Now I'm being serious.
I know you are.
£3.70.
£3.70 for a bit of cottage. That's not bad, is it, Terry?
Yes.
Good.
Couldn't get any cheaper.
Okay. Well, you are there, Terry. We love talking to you, as you know, but we also love listening to your whistling lips. So when you're ready, give us a blow.
Fingers crossed. That's okay.
I mean, you nailed it, as ever, Terry. You nailed it. Listen, you take care. We'll talk to you again. Enjoy the films.
Yes.
Good stuff. There's Terry. All the way up there in the West Midlands, blowing us a tune from his old gay lips. What's the tune? That's all you have to do. It's identify that tune. Let's listen to it again. There it is. And once more for luck. There you go. What is that? The answer and indeed the roll call of everybody who got it right will be coming after the news here on Talk Radio. So you've got a little bit of time to figure it out. And then somebody who got it correct will, of course, be getting the exclusive Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 weekdays. I guessed the tune that the elderly homosexual blew from his gay face here on that programme, what I just said, certificate. It's basically a PDF. We'll email it to you, print it out yourself, write your name on it. So there we go. Here's how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Right then. So earlier on the programme, we were talking about the story that London Underground have issued I don't know what you'd call it, a diktat to their employees not to use the phrase ladies and gentlemen on their Tannoy. It's a Tannoy system. We're talking about this anyway. And obviously it got people frothing, as these things tend to do. The PC Brigade, no less, so-called. But it led us to wonder, what would happen if there...
What would it be like?
What would it be like,
if there was a real-life PC Brigade?
What would it be like? I mean, imagine if there was some kind of, I don't know, documentary.
And who would be in it?
Who would be... perhaps the leader of that PC Brigade, given recent news events of correcting a reporter who didn't mention women during an interview...
Male player.
...with Andy Murray, who... I mean, imagine if there was some kind of documentary about
Imagine if there's some sort of audio sketch.
Documentary. Clip from an ITV documentary. It's definitely a real thing. Imagine what that would sound like.
Tonight on Gone Mad PC Brigade. Cops shut down a camping shop going by the name of Blacks. Bruce Forsyth puts a stop to this sickening behaviour.
Ladies, gentlemen and children... Well...
And a half and half loaf of bread is thrown at a hermaphrodite. Ah! But first, we go to central London.
Help me, help me! I've just overheard a parent tell their child to wait for the green man while crossing the road. Somebody call the PC Brigade.
Hello, Andy Murray, PC Brigade. Can you point out that parent?
It's that non-gender-specific person over there!
Excuse me. Next time you should say green person and not green man.
Andy Murray saves the day again, but the job isn't done. This call came into the emergency room.
Hello? I'm currently driving on the M2, and there's a lorry in front of me on the road, and on the back it says wide load, and frankly, I'm quite offended.
Pull over. Sir, I see it says wide load on the back of your vehicle. Do you not realize the amount of obese people you could offend with that? Could you change that to dimensionally challenged, or I'll have to take your vehicle off the road?
Now, over to Manchester, or should I say non-specific gender Chester, where it's Christmas Eve. A large figure in red is seen flying from rooftop to rooftop.
Ho, ho, ho.
Go after that sleigh. Sir, we've stopped you because you've been shouting an offensive word over and over again.
But I'm Father Christmas.
Can I take your name, please?
I've already told you. I'm Father Christmas.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to put you down as Father Seasonal Time. And I'm charging you with 3 counts of offensive language. Now get out of here.
After the break, we follow Andy Murray and his plot to take down Julia Hartley Brewer. Join us for more Gone Mad, the PC Brigade.
There, a hard-hitting documentary there following the work, the vital work that the PC Brigade do each and every day, looking after the citizens of this country. Now, next, there will be a quiz. It's today's edition of Paul Ross Master. It is, of course, where celebrities and the like are well and truly tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Daisy McAndrew, the journalist and presenter, is going to be having a go today. We've also got Victoria's bonus news all on the way. Just after 3:30, though, here she is with the headlines.
Talk Radio.
The first step in transferring EU laws into British legislation has been taken with the publication of the Brexit repeal bill. MPs have demanded to know why it was published online first, contrary to Commons protocol. Meanwhile, the Labour leader has been meeting with the EU's chief Brexit negotiator for the first time. Jeremy Corbyn says he travelled to Brussels to represent the 13 million people who voted for his party in the general election.
We're here to ensure that we defend jobs and living standards and try and discover exactly what the views of the European Union are today on the whole process.
The parents of Charlie Garder returned to court to hear about their terminally ill son's future treatment. Chris Garder and Connie Yates walked out earlier when they got upset after the judge reminded them about their evidence during a previous hearing. Two NHS buildings have failed fire safety tested cladding on them after the Grenfell Tower disaster. Two schools in London have also failed. NHS and educational institutions across the country have been asked to carry out checks to identify those that might need further investigation. Women could be in close combat roles in the RAF's ground fighting force sooner than expected. The Defence Secretary's announced recruiting female personnel can start from September. And Britain's Johanna Konta now knows who she'll play in the Wimbledon final if she can beat Venus Williams. 2015 runner-up Garbiñe Muguruza thrashed Magdalena Rybakova on centre court. The weather: showers moving eastwards overnight, lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be largely dry with some sunshine, highs of 20. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria, because there's not just more in half an hour, is there? That's not true, is it? There's not just more in half an hour, is there? No. Why?
There's more now.
That's right.
Mineral
Thank
news.
You. Yes. We bring you today's bonus news.
Mineral news.
Which is mineral news. We bring you animal.
Mineral news.
Vegetable and mineral.
But animal news.
No, not today. Not,
vegetable
no,
news.
Not today. Today.
Mineral news.
It's mineral news. That's right. Because it rounds up everything. And Victoria has to do it because she gets paid the same despite her bulletins being shorter.
Which
than,
is the right decision.
Than they were. What have you got?
Okay, so German police have made some arrests after a giant solid gold coin was stolen from a museum in Berlin. Mm. So it's the big maple leaf coin, and it's a Canadian coin, which is commemorative from 2007. It's 100 kilos, and it's really big. So it's got a diameter of 53 centimetres and 3 centimetres thick, and it's worth £3.6 million, so worth quite a lot.
£3.6 million.
Yes, but the police still don't know where it is. But they've got a theory as to how it was stolen. Do you want to hear the drama?
Let me think. Yes.
Okay, so they think at least two thieves entered the museum through a third floor window. They propped up a ladder on the elevated tracks of a railway between two stations. And then they apparently smashed through a bulletproof cabinet, possibly with a sledgehammer. Then made their way back via the same route with the heavy coin in tow, all without being noticed or activating the alarm.
How did they do that?
Who knows? Oh. Once outside the museum, they then used a wheelbarrow to push their loot 100 metres down the tracks.
They took a musical
bridge.
Instrument with them?
No. The stolen coin is the loot, John.
Oh, sorry, different spelling. Did you?
But and they think that the coin may have been damaged while they were abseiling because they had to get back down.
How did they smash through a thing without anybody noticing?
I don't know.
And the alarm going off?
I don't know. It's crime. Mm. We shouldn't say because that would be encouraging crime.
Smacks of an inside job to me, Victoria.
Well, I don't think they think it's a bit of a gang.
Mm.
So maybe it's not.
I think they had someone on the inside. You got to have someone on the inside, didn't you, for a blag like that? You got to have someone there on the inside. You got someone on the inside for a blag like that.
Involved in a little job we're doing.
Yeah.
This is in Germany, not London.
Yeah, but it's probably done by the Londoners, wasn't it, the criminals?
Guten Tag.
And I'm going to...
Burden Sie in a Einklage.
Shut it, you slag!
Can you say that?
Yeah, the criminals say it.
Criminals do it, you must be able to do it on the radio.
Great logic.
Criminal fraternity, isn't it? It's you. Yeah, I've got a little job for you. No, don't. I don't want to do it. I'm trying to get out. Nah, it's the last job you've got to do. Don't want to. Got to do it. We pick up that musical instrument. We're off to the museum.
Is this your version of the Hatton Garden heist?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, good. No, let's
older,
move on.
Weren't they?
Shut it.
Well, John is old.
Shut you. I didn't want to say it because I'm not sure.
Oh, the music stopped.
I know.
Oh.
Quite a while ago.
Shall I...
You got carried away there with your impression, so you didn't notice.
No, I don't.
I can shut it, but you're the one who makes me do this feature.
Open it.
Okay, moving on. Low iron levels are being linked to heart disease. And...
not funny.
I found this article on the Daily Mail, right. And they hail it as an excuse to eat steak. And in case you didn't know, iron is found in high amounts in red meat, spinach, dried fruit, fortified food, and iron supplements.
Is that food with a fence around it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a metal fence? Because that would explain it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
An iron fence.
Fince. What we got to do? We got to get over the iron fence. I nicked this coin, and I need someone to fince it. I'm gonna get it fenced. Gonna take it down the fence.
Sharp.
He lives in Fenceby Park.
Oh my god. And finally, another health story.
Yeah.
Playing football boosts bone development in teenage boys, apparently more so than swimming or cycling.
Right.
And so boys who played football for a year had significantly better bones. Right. And that's 7% higher bone mineral content in their backs than cyclists. And, you know, it's better to play football, apparently, than nothing at all. Or cycling and swimming, which are kind of
There's evidence to suggest that is incorrect.
What evidence?
Well, you said that the bones of boys...
Mm.
Andy, have you got anything to say about that? She just said the bones of boys.
I think you mean female player.
Andy Murray's correcting us.
Male player.
Because you said boys. Anyway, but the...
I can't say boys.
Well, you've got to say non-specific gender or girl. However you want to identify.
They were born male.
Yeah,
and they
but they may want to identify differently now.
Yes, say. But we're talking about when they were...
Anyway, it doesn't matter. What I'm suggesting is you said that they were better because they... Better than swimming, you said.
They have a higher bone mineral content.
Their bones were better because they
than play football
than people who do swimming.
Better than swimming than swim. And cycling.
Yeah, but that's wrong.
Why are you saying that?
Because have they in the Natural History Museum hung up the magnificent bones of a teenage boy? No, they have not. They've hung up the bones of a magnificent whale, which swims, and its bones are better than that of a teenage boy.
Yes, but you can't make a direct comparison between a whale and a boy.
Whale player.
A female.
A female.
You mean female player?
Oh, hang on. Music's finished.
And I've got nothing else to say.
Oh. Finished quite on time then, didn't it? Good.
Mineral news.
Boris Johnson's dad been in touch yet?
No, because he left my contact details in the studio.
Okay, you just joined us, by the way. Earlier on, Victoria got off with Boris Johnson's dad.
I did not get off with him. I had a nice chat.
You took him down to the basement.
Which is the getting off place around here, I'm told. Have you not heard that rumour?
I've heard that rumour.
There you go.
Yeah.
But Victoria got chatted up by Boris Johnson's dad, who was in earlier to do an interview.
I would just say we had a conversation.
Well, what did he say to you?
He was very charming.
Yeah.
He was telling me about his book.
Was he?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did he? But he did
talk about David Cameron.
Did he?
Yep.
Anything you want to share from that conversation that's off the record?
Nope.
Oh, did you or did you not become complimented by him because he was trying to hit on you?
Become complimented by him? Yeah. What are you even saying?
I don't know. But he was basically.
I don't think he was hitting on me.
Right. Well, he's related to Boris, and Boris kind of does that all the time, doesn't he? So
I've never met Boris.
Right. But Boris's dad has got a thing for you.
I wouldn't say he's got a thing for me.
But he asked you for your details.
Maybe, because we were talking about...
And contact.
We were talking about his book and political news stories, so I was thinking maybe it's a work thing.
No.
And that's why I gave him my work email address.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't take it with him, though, the address, did he?
Left it
there on the table. But you see, don't worry...
Maybe Julia told him not to take it.
Why?
Don't know. Just during an ad break. Because he had it firmly in his hand when he entered the studio.
Mm. Yeah.
And spent some time with Julia Hartley Brewer and then made the decision to leave the contact details here.
Maybe he typed it into his phone.
Possibly. Because I helped him put his phone on charge in the office.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Oh.
His phone was low on battery, so it needed to charge.
But he's getting old.
We're talking about his mobile phone.
Yeah, I know. So, but he could have taken a picture of the address.
Excuse me? Can I just...
All I'm saying is...
Let's stop speculating. I don't think he did any of that.
Later on, you might get a thing pic from Boris's dad.
So, sorry, John, I've just been told that's enough filling.
Fine, good, we're done. Right, thank you very much indeed, Victoria, for today's bonus news.
Mineral news.
That's probably what you'd say to his dad.
What would I say?
What?
What would I say?
Nothing.
Mineral news.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What?
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 That's enough. Next, this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah, it lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
When I decided to teach, I had a lot of worries. Am I going to be good enough?
Am I going to be able to control a class?
But I had an absolutely brilliant mentor who really developed my confidence.
She was everything I kind of aspire to be.
He was the backbone of my training.
It makes a massive difference having people on your side.
I wouldn't be doing anything else. It's the best job in the world.
I chose to teach.
As a trainee teacher, you'll get great support, including a mentor to build your confidence. Apply now to train in September. Search Apply to Teach.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only £26.95 ex-VAT. Now, that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success. So I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, we do have two lanes closed, queuing traffic and long delays. That is due to an accident. A lorry van and three cars are involved, and now we are seeing recovery work. This is on the M6 southbound at junction 10A, and thank you to John for phoning this in. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, the M6 southbound lane is closed on the entry slip road. Slow traffic there, that is due to an accident around junction 9. And in Northamptonshire, Steel Road is closed. Slow traffic there due to a building fire. That is between Arkwright Road and Cockwell Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Everyone's off on holidays, trips, summer camp, and that means the summer sale is nearly over at Currys PC World. So this is your last chance to scoop up to £300 off selected TVs and up to 40% off selected fridge freezers from great brands like Samsung and Beko. Or for all your home computing needs, how about making the most of a massive Windows 30 million pound clearance event? Whatever you choose, be quick. The summer sale ends Tuesday. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Deals subject to availability.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cold, flakily different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comment on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and it is time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. That is right, it is radio's least favourite quiz, where celebrities, notable types, have their knowledge and patience, if I'm honest, well and truly tested, pertaining to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. On the line to play today is the herself-noted journalist and occasional Talk Radio cover presenter, Daisy McAndrew, is on the phone. Hello, Daisy.
Hello, Q, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Are you driving? Is that what that... rushing sounded.
Driving.
Okay.
Apologies.
No,
it could be my heart after that music. That music's made me all nervous.
Well, that's the point of it. It gets you into the zone of the quiz, Daisy. That's that's how it works. It's psychological torture is kind of the gist of it.
giving me palpitations.
So, just before we play the quiz, you know, it's customary for us to have a little bit of back and forth, and so on. What are you up to, Daisy?
Well, I am actually doing some last-minute holiday buying, shopping, because I'm off on holiday in a couple of days. So I'm doing that kind of last-minute panic buying of stuff that I'll never wear.
Of course. And anything in particular you've got your eye on?
Well, anything that doesn't make me look like a huge, great hippopotamus on the beach is sort of the order of the day. The
first advice I could give you there is don't go to a fancy dress shop and buy a great big hippopotamus costume. That would be foolish.
Duly noted.
Good.
I won't do that.
Right. What you're trying to do, this could send you off on your holiday in style, is, of course, have your knowledge of Paul Ross tested. You are looking to get some points, Daisy McAndrew, and
right,
that
okay.
will get you to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else. What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
Well, I would say it's probably medium. I like him very much. Does liking him count for anything?
Well, you're the first person who said that, so... So let's see. Okay, there are three questions that are mostly A, B and C answers. So here we go with this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Here comes question number one, Daisy. Driving Miss Daisy. Recently released current movie film news, Daisy. And a recently released current movie film is, of course, the science fiction drama sequel War for the Planet of the Radio Presenters. Leader of the Radio Presenters, Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, is forced into a deadly conflict with an army of humans as Paul Ross, wrestling with his darker instincts, begins a mythic quest to avenge his kind. Radio presenters who gained intelligence and fought humans for control learn to ride horses and speak, and watch humans having sex in cars on a notorious densely foliaged roundabout in the Maidenhead area. But War for the Planet of the Radio Presenters isn't the only broadcasting-based sci-fi film. Daisy, name the other one. Is it A, Radio X-Men? Chris Moyles is a mutant. Is it B, Guardians of the Galaxy? Some space aliens take time out to look after Ian Lee? Or is it C, The Terminator, the story of whoever was in charge of Johnny Gould's talk radio contract?
Okay, I'm going to go for B.
Guardians of the Galaxy is the right answer. Very good, very good. Okay. We'll move on to question number two then. History. This is history news. It was on this day in history tomorrow, July the 14th, that French revolutionaries, angry at the regressive system of C-list celebrity interviews with reality television stars on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast Show, stormed its host, Paul Ross, breaking through his garrisoned medieval fortress. The former host of the 1995 TV show Jeopardy had his inner courtyard surged into, something that had only previously been done under the influence of the powerful stimulant drug Meow Meow. But the story of Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based historical notable event, because one of the following is the correct answer to this question. Which is it? Is it A, when, in the fight for women's rights, a protester threw herself under questionable former Radio 1 presenter Dave Lee Travis at the King's Derby? Is it B, when Amelia Earhart became the first female aviator to fly solo across Talk Radio mid-morning presenter Julia Hartley Brewer? Or was it C, the death of star Lynn Bowles? The Radio 2 travel broadcaster and Soviet revolutionary is reportedly assassinated in communist Russia by Radio 2's Ken Bruce.
Well, just because I think it was the best pun, I'm going to go for star Lynn Bowles.
That is the right answer. Very good. Very well played, Daisy. This is it's going very well. But this is your final question. It's a music question, and I'd like you to have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, the face painting of the School Fate style rock monster band Kiss with Shout It Out Loud. Here's your unrelated question. This week, scientists conducting experiments with compounds found on the surface of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross have revealed that the ex-host of Live TV's 90s food-based quiz show A Slice of the Action is covered in a toxic cocktail of chemicals that could wipe out living organisms. Powerful oxidants, such as perchlorate-rich brines and meow meow, suggest, contrary to astronomers' hopes, that nothing could live on Paul Ross. Here's your question. Named five famous brines.
Five famous brines,
like a brine. Brine.
Yes.
Five.
Okay, can you have a vinegar brine?
Good, yes.
Can you have a mustard brine?
Fine.
Could you have a toxic brine?
Okay.
And could you have a Brine Adams?
Good. So I'm going to put a... Well, let's see what I had written on the card, actually. I had the salty water you sometimes get hot dog sausages in, and I'm going to give you that because you said brine. You could have had the Bowton brine, which is a pub near where I live. Okay. The bald actor, the late Yul Brynner. the salty animal, the brinoceros. And Monty Python's Life Of, but you got Brine Adams, so that's close enough. So now all we need to do is work out the scores. So are we firing up? Are we not? No, we're not. We're just going to go to the scores. All right, then, okay. And the scores are... Cass has been working out the scores. Cass, what are the scores?
Daisy McAndrew.
Did she get some points? Daisy McAndrew from off of the journalism and occasionally talk radio.
Yeah, and she's got a dog.
Yeah.
Scored.
Yeah.
Some points!
Yeah, some points! Daisy! She got some points! She got some points! She got some points! Well done, Daisy.
That has made my day. Back of the net.
lovely to talk to you. You have a lovely holiday now.
Thank you very, very much. Enjoy the rest.
No. There we go. We won't. That's Daisy McAndrew there, because it's nearly finished. Daisy McAndrew talking to us and playing this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. And that's almost it from us. For Thursday's show. Sam Delaney is with you next from 4 o'clock, and today he should be there now. Are you there, Sam?
I'm there. I'm here.
You're there. Are you in your other home of the church hall?
Yeah, Notting Hill Methodist Church.
That's right.
As always, just next door to what remains of Grenfell Tower. As always, we'll be covering all the other big news stories of the day, but as always on a Thursday, we'll be looking very closely at the latest from the Grenfell aftermath, kicking off with local Labour councillor Pat Mason, who joined us last week and has always got very strong views on exactly what should happen next in the search for some justice here.
All right, Sam, thank you very much indeed. He's with you from four, as I say. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, between one and four in the afternoons. We're going to end, though, today with, of course, a very brief look at the news for you. It's... There's a lot going on, as you'll expect. There's some tennis going on, where a tennis thing is happening, and there's a Joanna is playing.
She's losing.
happening. And there's news on that screen there. Donald Trump's in Paris. That's some news, isn't it? There's all sorts of things going on. It's already complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get me head around it.
Neither can I, Cornelius. But it's all right, we're here to help. And how do we do that? By putting current affairs right in the pathway of short-form oriental verse. Japanese poetry meets the news. We'll leave you with the news in haikus.
Southern Rail fined 13 million, the price of four season tickets.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.